Oh yeah, I'm so ready for Halloween. I can't wait to go trick-or-treating. I'm gonna get all the candy. That must be my friends. I can't wait for them to see my costume. Hello?
Hey, Junior. Wow, nice Michael Myers costume.
Yeah, dude.
I just got it in the mail. Isn't it awesome? Ooh, I can do a Mike Myers impression. You want to hear it?
But he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he does. He goes, yeah, baby. No, I got more. Donkey, you get out of my swamp. Oh, and also from the Cat in the Hat. You pay this woman to sit on babies? I do it for free.
But no, Junior, that's Mike Myers.
But that's who I am, the actor.
No, you're Michael Myers, the murderer.
What? The voice of Shrek killed someone?
Wait, no. Listen, Junior. Okay, so there's an actor named Mike Myers who played Austin Powers and he was in Shrek and a whole bunch of stuff. And then there's Michael Myers, the murderer from the Halloween movies.
And I'm the murderer?
Yeah.
I was wondering why he had a knife. Dang it, I bought the wrong costume. I'm gonna go take this off. Wait, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm an avocado. You get it? Avocado? Okay.
Oh, Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, dude, I'm LeBron James!
Oh, I thought you were like Bugs Bunny or some shit.
Wait, Joseph, you can't just take off your hat and put on a Toon Squad jersey and say you're LeBron James.
Uh-huh. Dude, I'm black, I'm bald, and I have a jersey on. I'm LeBron James. Don't be mad because you messed up your costume.
Guys, just sit on the couch. I'm gonna change my costume.
Okay.
All right, guys, I changed.
You're a piece of pizza?
How lame, dude.
No, I'm the CEO of Papa John's. What's up,
whoa!
You can't say that, dude!
The CEO of Papa John's said
he's not the CEO anymore because of that reason. You can't say that, dude!
Yeah, he said that and he got fired.
So I have to change again?
Yeah, right now. Instantly, dude.
Yeah, make the next costume more accurate.
Yeah, not racist.
Okay, I'll change. All right, guys. I'm a panda. Happy now?
Yes, dude.
It's not controversial.
All right, you n****s ready to go trick-or-treating?
Junior!
What's your excuse for saying it now?
I thought pandas were allowed to say it.
When have you ever heard a panda speak?
Well, there's that rap song called Panda, you know? Panda, 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 panda. I got hoes in Atlanta. I need an orange panda.
It's a song, dude. It's by designer.
Are those really the lyrics?
Well, okay, so pandas do not have the N-word.
No, never!
He really is LeBron James.
Let's just go trick-or-treating.
Right now, dude.
All right, let's go. All right, guys, this is a really nice house. That means I have a lot of candy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Go ahead and knock, Junior.
Join me! Enter the damn door, this trick-or-treating! Give him some candy or something.
Okay, I'm going. You don't get so loud. Trick-or-treat! Show me your feet and I'll give you something good to eat. You can't even see your face.
We just want some candy.
Oh, then show me your feet.
What? No, it's supposed to be smell our feet.
Don't mind if I do. What? It smells gross.
Can we get our candy?
Yes, you may have one piece each.
One piece?
Yeah, don't be greedy.
Wait a minute, we forgot our trick-or-treat bag.
Oh, darn it. That means we have to go back to my house. All right, let's all grab one piece of candy.
Okay. I can't believe we forgot our trick-or-treat bags.
And we only got one piece of candy.
Dude, let's get our bags and go back out there.
But I'm so tired, we walked like a mile.
We just went next door. It's not a mile, Junior. Stop lying.
Well, I don't even want my warhead. Who wants to trade with me?
I just got a box of nerds.
Because you are a nerd. Nerd! Ah, he's a nerd. And also, Cody, since you're a nerd, if you eat nerds, that's like cannibalism, but for nerds. So it's like nerdabilism.
Oh, haha. Yeah, that's so funny. Oh yeah, and Ken also has Skittles because we're fruity.
Yeah, they're fruity! Yeah, you're out of the closet.
At least you know.
Yeah. All right, guys, if you really want to go trick-or-treating, we can go back out there.
No, I'm tired. I Ava can't do any more trick-or-treating. Ava can't do... I hate my life.
What's wrong, Cody?
Well, it's just the nerd thing and the Skittle thing gets such a big laugh, and when I make avocado jokes, no one likes them.
Well, Cody, to be honest, I don't know what an avocado is.
What do you mean you don't know what an avocado is? It's what guacamole comes from.
I've never heard of an avocado in my life.
Oh, dude, I thought you were a green jelly bean.
Yeah, I thought he was a green jelly bean, too.
Right?
Yeah, so you're not a jelly bean?
No, I'm an avocado.
So avocado is not Spanish for jelly bean?
No.
I thought you said, since you had that umbrella on your head, I thought that was, like, Spanish for jelly bean.
You mean the sombrero?
Yeah, that's what that's called.
Yeah, I know. It's a sombrero because avocados come from Mexico.
So you're a jumping jelly bean.
What?
Because, you know, Mexicans jump.
You really don't want ads on this video, do you?
Look, I just don't do Halloween right. Every one of my costumes is offensive, and it's just dumb. Let's just stay inside and watch a scary movie.
Yeah, candy. Well, I know. We should watch a Michael Myers movie so you can know who that is.
Ooh, okay. Let's watch Shrek or Shrek 2. Ooh, or Austin Powers Goldmember.
No, Junior, that's not... Goldmember. Let's just watch Goldmember.
Okay, I'm gonna put that on.
Breaking news, UK. Do not eat the Halloween candy. There's an emergency press conference explaining why. Let's go to that.
The don't make me do this. I don't want to tell these people. They're going to be pissed. What, live?
Oh, we're live! Hey! Hello! Happy Halloween! Boo! That's scary. Yeah, hey. Funny story. Not really. I guess it's kind of serious. You know how there's candy, and everybody likes candy? Well, there's this one factory that makes all the candy in the world, and, like, it has a lot of machines, obviously, and most of them make candy. But there is one of the machines that does make rat poison. And so there was like a little teeny tiny little bit of a mix up at the factory, and now there's rat poison in all the candy, all of it, all over the world. So if you eat the candy, you're gonna die. So just, you know, I mean, don't eat the candy. Like, it's not that hard. Just don't eat the candy and you'll be okay. And if you've already eaten the candy, you're gonna die. I'm sorry. But like, I mean, just don't eat it, right? If you go on trick-or-treating, just don't eat any of the candy, right? Okay, good. Oh, man, that is the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Oh, no!
Well, it's a good thing we didn't need any candy.
Dude, I just ate my airhead!
What an airhead.
Junior, this is serious. He's gonna die.
Well, quick, Joseph, throw up!
It's not working, dude!
Well, maybe your piece wasn't poison.
You're right. Maybe my piece wasn't poison.
Joseph! Oh, no, I think Joseph's dead! I'm gonna do the Heimlich!
Whoa, Junior, what are you doing?
The Heimlich!
I'm choking too.
No, Cody, seriously, is Joseph really dead?
Yeah, looks like it,
Junior. What do we do?
I don't know what to do. Huh? Oh, come on, that was good. It literally has the word avocado in it. I avocado don't know. Oh, come on, laugh or I'm leaving. Yeah, that was good.
Well, look, do we call a doctor?
Well, Junior, there's no point in calling a doctor. Millions of people are going to be dying tonight, so we should just bury him in the backyard like a dog.
Okay, poor Joseph. Oh, come on, buddy. We just buried Joseph.
Yeah, it was too graphic to show.
A pack of wolves attacked us while we were burying him and stole one of Joseph's legs.
Yeah, they got one of his eyes, too. We put some band-aids on it. I mean, even though he's dead, we just felt bad.
Yeah, poor Joseph.
You didn't have to cut him open and steal one of his kidneys, though.
We can get a lot of money on those on the black market.
The brains.
What's the sound?
I don't know.
Brains! Ah!
Joseph's a zombie! Hey, buddy!
Brains, give me your brains.
He's gonna try to eat our brains! Cody, do something!
Okay, I have these scissors.
Stab him in the brain!
Hey, zombie!
Is he dead? Stab him again! One more time. One more time. Okay, I think he's dead now.
Yeah, I think he's definitely dead.
He's a zombie! Oh, my God. How'd he turn into a zombie?
Look, Junior, the news.
Breaking news, UK. There is another reason for you not to eat the Halloween candy that's even worse than the first reason. Let's go to the emergency press conference now.
Hey there, me again. Hey, so somehow the situation got worse. Can you believe it? Yeah. So remember earlier when I told you about the rat poison in the candy because of the mix-up at the factory? Well, it turns out that there was actually a nuclear power plant in the factory where they make the candy and the rat poison, so the candy is also radioactive. So if you eat the candy, you're gonna die and come back as a zombie. Yeah, so again, just don't eat the candy, but now there are zombies everywhere because everybody who's eating the candy is dying and they're turning into zombies, and so that's gonna be a problem. But you know, just you know, be careful and don't eat the candy and watch out for the zombies. I'm gonna go hide.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wait, so that means everybody who eats candy is gonna die and then turn into a zombie?
Junior, we need weapons to defend ourselves from the zombie apocalypse! I said it. I said the name of the video.
Oh, okay, so we have to get weapons and make sure nobody eats candy. Wait, Chef Bibi! We have to go stop Chef Bibi!
Yeah.
Almost done eating all these Starbursts! I was supposed to pass it out to the trick-or-treaters, but screw them kids! I'm gonna eat another one. Oh, yellow's my favorite!
Mm-hmm. Well, Chef Bibi, did you just eat all this candy?
Mm-hmm, I'm eating one right now! Junior, why did you hit me in my face?
Because these Starbursts are poison!
The Starbursts are not poison!
Yeah, the news says they're all poison, you're gonna die!
No, I'm perfectly fine!
Chef Bibi! No! Oh, Chef Bibi's dead, Cody!
Junior, back up. He's gonna turn into a zombie. We need weapons.
Okay, let's go get weapons. Oh, poor Chef Bibi. All right, Cody, I got a hammer.
And I got a mallet. Let's go kill Chef Bibi again.
Oh, Cody, I don't want to see Chef Bibi as a zombie.
We have to, Junior.
Brains!
Oh, you're so ugly, Chef Pee-Pee.
Why does he look like that?
Yeah, even as a zombie, he's just so ugly. Like, why is his eyes all, like, bulging out like that?
Yeah, and why does his arms fall off? What's up with that?
Yeah, you're an ugly zombie, Chef Pee-Pee.
Brains.
And all I can say is brains?
That's lame. Imagine dying and then looking like that. How embarrassing.
Yeah, how embarrassing. You look like a doofus, Chef Pee-Pee.
Brains.
I had to hit him. He's just so ugly.
Yeah.
I think he's dead. Alright, okay, so let's go try to stop everyone from eating candy.
Okay.
Daddy, this Halloween has been the tits.
Yeah, you got a lot of candy, Jeffy.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm Dash from The Incredibles. Watch. Fast as f***, boy. Hey, Daddy, look. You want to see me run to Japan and back? She just did that.
Wow, Jeffy, you're so fast.
Yeah. Alright, you want to see me do it again? See? Just did it again.
Alright, little fast man. It's time to go to bed.
But, Daddy, I want to eat some of my candy.
No, Jeff, you can't have any candy before bed because you're gonna get all hyper.
Oh, man, can I at least have one piece?
Okay, fine. One piece of candy before bed. Only one.
Okay, I want this one.
Okay, yeah, that's your only piece of candy. I guess I'll eat a piece of candy, too.
Alright, Junior. Who do we warn about the candy first?
Let's go into Jeffy's room and tell him not to eat the candy.
Okay.
Jeffy, do not eat the candy. Oh, no. There are already zombies. They ate the candy.
We have to kill him, Junior.
Okay. Oh, he has my hammer.
Oh, no. My really bad grip.
Cody. Cody.
Oh, he's sucking me pretty hard.
I'm going to save you.
No, Junior, go on without me.
No, I have to save you.
Junior, go on without me. Trust me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, zombies. Who's at the door? What if it's a zombie? Hello, are you a zombie?
No, are you a zombie?
No. How do I know he's not a zombie?
How do I know he's not a zombie?
Do you like to eat brains?
No, do you like to eat brains?
No.
Okay. Are you sure you're not a zombie?
No, I'm not green.
Hey, that's zombie racist. Zombies can be all kinds of different colors.
You're right, I'm sorry.
But I mean, I still know you're not a zombie, because a zombie would never say that. A zombie would say something like, brains!
Ah, you are a zombie!
No, I'm just telling you what a zombie would say. There's one right behind me, isn't there? Uh-oh, let's go! Let's be alive! What am I doing? I got a gun. I don't have to run away. Move over, kid. All right, check this out. Bang! Done! Dunzo! Dunion rings! Kid, we don't have anything to worry about as long as I got this gun.
Well, there's more zombies up there!
Oh, I do not, however, have any more ammo, so I think we should just run away and scream like little girls. Let's hide in the pantry!
Okay, run! Hey, close the door,
Close, damn it! Okay, we should be safe in here.
Yeah, and we have enough food to last us for years.
Yeah, I just hope we have enough macaroni and cheese.
Oh, we do, it's right there.
I know, I was being sarcastic. Why do you have this much?
Because I love macaroni and cheese. You want some?
What? No, how would we cook it?
We would just go out there and use... We can't go out there.
No.
Well, we can still eat some cheese balls.
Oh, great.
And some chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-huh.
And we have little Debbie cakes and, ooh, chocolate syrup and applesauce.
Oh, applesauce. The first thing I've heard that's healthy. This is the pantry of a 5-year-old.
Oh, look, the food's really good here. Just, as long as you don't eat the candy, it's poison.
I'm not stupid. I'm not going to eat the poison candy. Ooh, is that a blue warhead? Gimme.
Well, you can't eat that. It's poisoned.
I know, but, like, if I eat this, it's so sour, my face will pucker up like you wouldn't believe.
You cannot eat it. You die.
Okay, Dad, I won't eat it. Jeez, you never let me do anything fun.
Okay, there has to be some stuff we can eat in here. Ooh, we can eat some popcorn. Oh, wait, that uses the microwave, too. We can eat some... Ooh, tuna! We can eat some tuna! Did you eat it?
No.
You're gonna die.
I'm not gonna die.
Oh, no! He died! Oh, I have to protect myself. He's gonna turn into a zombie. Okay, I'm gonna hit him with the tuna can. Yeah, I'll hit him with the tuna can.
Brains!
Ah, zombie! Oh, I don't know where to go. Protect me, kid.
Let me eat your brain.
Ass. No, it's brain. Let me give you brains. No, you're a terrible zombie. Ow!
Okay, you want some? What's up, ninja?
Whoa! You can't say that, dude!
All right, you ninjas ready to go trick-or-treating?
Junior!
Jeffy, it's time for bed.
Daddy, can I sing it one more time before bed?
Jeffy, what is this thing?
Well, there's a little car in here, and when I hit this thing, it goes around the doodah.
Then just do it real quick.
All right. Oh.
Ow, Jeffy, you hit me with the car.
Can I do it one more time?
No, Jeffy, it's time to go to bed. Come on.
Let's do all the things you want to do.
Okay, Jeffy, just lay down and go to sleep.
But I want fried okra.
Wait, what, Jeffy? No, it's too late. You're not getting fried okra.
I want it fried.
You're not getting it, Jeffy.
In my mouth.
Jeffy, just go to sleep. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Beep. Beep, beep.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, Jeffy, did you shoot me with a Nerf gun?
No.
Wait, Jeffy, what is that?
Fried okra.
Where'd you get fried okra?
The fried okra tree.
Jeffy, why don't you just eat that fried okra?
Because that's yesterday's fried okra. You can't expect me to eat day-old okra.
But Jeffy, I don't know what's going on. Just go to sleep, please.
Oh.
All right, Jeffy, good night. This door is so squeaky. Jeffy?
I want fried okra.
No, Jeffy, you have fried okra in your bed. Go to sleep. That door is so squeaky. I have to get that fixed soon. I just want to lay down and watch TV. Jeffy's dumb toys on the couch. I'm going to play with it. It's broken. It's dumb. Jeffy, your dumb toy's broken. Jeffy, close the door.
Okra.
No, Jeffy, you're not eating okra.
Okra.
It's too late for okra. Close the door.
Okra.
Close it. Jeffy, I said close the door. Thank you. Stop it! Stop, Jeffy! It's so annoying! I'm getting a fix! I'm calling somebody to fix it!
Hey there, somebody call a handyman? I can do literally anything except give handies. So I guess I'm a not handyman. But I can't fix things, so what do you need?
Well, my son's door...
Oh, is this Hot Wheels? Oh, that's so sick. Hey, do you mind if I send it?
Sure.
Oh, so close! Oh, man, that was cool. Hey, do you mind if I try again?
Okay, fine, but, like, you gotta listen to what's wrong. So, my son has this door that's really squeaky.
I'm listening.
My son has this door that's really squeaky.
Oh, right there, every time! Okay, I'm trying again.
Oh, no, but my son's door is really squeaky, and I want you to fix it, and you're not even fixing it.
Oh, okay, this thing sucks. What were you saying?
So my son has this door, it's really squeaky, and I was wondering if you fix it.
Oh, squeaky door? Yeah, that's easy, I can do that. Just show me.
Okay, it's over here. All right, here's the door. Listen.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? My bed springs in college! Huh? Yeah, because I was doing a lot of this, you know? Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't actually have a girlfriend. But, you know, good for the people who can get hoes.
Can you please fix my door?
Oh, yeah, it's an easy fix. I just gotta use some of this WD-40.
What's WD-40?
You don't know what WD-40 is? What an idiot. Everybody knows what WD-40 does. It stops squeaks, removes and protects, loosens rusted parts, frees sticky mechanisms, drives out moisture, and is fatal if swallowed. Nah, just kidding. But can you imagine, though? Just, and that's it. I'm gone. Dead. That's it. No more me.
Can you please fix the door?
Yeah, sure. You weren't gonna stop me? Yeah, some friend.
No, I just want you to fix my door.
No. You act like you're gonna do it.
Well, no, I don't want to do
it. No, act like you're gonna do it. No, don't do that. Don't you know that's fatal if swallowed? You're gonna die. Hey, man, I care about you. I don't want you to do something like that. See, that's what you should have done.
Oh, look, I just want you to fix my door. I know you're not gonna do it.
Okay, fine. Okay, I put a crap ton on there. Now let's see if the door squeaks. What the hell? It's still squeaking. Okay, fine. I'll just put more on there. And you know what? I'll do all the hinges. Except for that one. That one's too high up. That one's higher than my ex-wife during the custody hearing. I mean, she still got custody of the kids because I had two DUIs. But let's see if the door squeaks. What? Oh, okay. What's going on here? Does this stuff not work? I bet it's not even fatal if swallowed. What, really? You weren't going to stop me again after all that? You know what? You're a bad friend. You deserve to have a squeaky door.
No, I just want you to fix my door, please.
Okay, fine. Get me some peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Who's the handyman here, me or you? Go get the peanut butter.
Okay. Why are you putting peanut butter on my door?
Because it's going to muffle the squeak because it's so thick. Just like my ex-wife. You know, she was thick, fat. All right, whenever I close the door, you're not going to hear the squeak anymore. What is that? What is that crunching noise? What? Oh, no, you didn't.
What?
You got extra crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah, I like it.
What, are you sick in the head? Who the hell uses extra crunchy peanut butter?
I do.
What, do you put glass in your cake?
What?
Do you eat eggs with the shell still on them?
No.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, I just like extra crunchy peanut butter.
Do you have creamy peanut butter?
No, just that.
Well, see, that's the problem. You use crunchy peanut butter, so now we got a crunch and a squeak. You just added a crunch to the squeak.
Oh, well, can you just fix my door?
Go get me a belt.
A belt?
Yeah, because the door's making a noise, and when I was a kid and I was making noises, my mom would beat me with a belt, and that sure shut me the hell up.
A belt's not gonna work with a door.
Go get the belt!
Ugh. Okay, here's your belt.
Oh, that's a good one. That looks like it's gonna hurt. Okay, hold on, let me get into character.
Brookie, get your ass in here!
Yes, Mommy?
Brookie, let me see your report card!
Have you been drinking, Mommy?
Shut up and let me see your report card! What's this? All C's again? No son of mine's gonna be this average. You think I like doing this? Well, I do. It hurts you so much more than it hurts me, and I love it.
Okay, this door's definitely not gonna squeak after that.
Oh, you want some more, do you?
No, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, man. I've never seen a door this squeaky in my whole life.
Well, can you fix it or not?
Hey, do you think there's more doors in the world or wheels?
What?
Like, in the whole world, do you think there's more doors or wheels?
I don't know.
Well, like, if you think about a car, there's, like, four doors, but there's also four wheels. So, I mean, I guess it kind of evens out there. But if you think about an 18-wheeler, there's so many more wheels than there are doors. Oh, and, like, in skyscrapers, like, there's a whole bunch of doors, but, like, no wheels. I mean, I guess there's wheels in the elevators. But then there's also doors, too!
Well, in a car, there's also a steering wheel.
Oh, my God, you're right. They got, like, five wheels. Oh, okay, so how many cars are there in the whole world?
I don't know.
Well, Google it.
No.
Okay, fine. I'll Google it. How many cars are there in the world? What? There's 1.4 billion cars. Wow. Oh, okay, so you multiply that by five. That's like almost 6 billion wheels.
Man, that's crazy.
That's a lot of wheels. Oh, my God. You know what else has wheels? Trains. Trains have wheels. And trucks. And buses. And not boats. Oh, they have a steering wheel. Oh, my God. I got to Google so many things.
Oh, no. Can you please just fix my door or not?
Listen, man. I think only God could fix this door. That's it. We can ask God to fix the door.
God is too busy to fix my stupid door.
Well, it's worth a shot. God, please fix this door.
Hey, guys. What's up?
God, I'm sorry for bothering you.
Oh, not at all. I was just in my room looking at TikTok. You know, I've been alive forever. That's a really long time, so I'm pretty bored by this point. You know, I used to watch dinosaurs fight and kill each other. Now I just watch people lip-sync and dance. What happened? I'm gonna send a meteor and reset this whole mess. So what's up?
Well, see, my door's really squeaky.
Hey, God, are there more doors in the world or wheels?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's actually wheels, but it's close.
I knew it!
Well, God, so my door's really squeaky.
No, sorry, that's all the time I had. I gotta go meet Poseidon at Cracker Barrel. Ugh. You know those little peg games they have on the table? I've never been able to figure those out. All these years, I've never been able to do it. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, great. Not even God was able to fix my door.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just really obsessed about this whole doors and wheels thing. Glad I got my answer, though.
Are you able to fix my door or not?
No, man, I don't think I can do it. This door's a lost cause.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't do it.
What, excuse me?
I knew you weren't good enough to fix my door.
What? Hey, I'm pretty good.
No, if you were good, you'd fix my door by now. I'm gonna go hire a real handyman.
What? Oh, okay, you want your door fixed? All right, fine. I'll fix your door.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing it.
But what are you doing?
I'm fixing your door.
No, you just broke my door.
Oh, that was just part of the plan. I was gonna break the door so that I could buy you a new door that doesn't squeak.
What? Oh, you're gonna go get me a new door?
I'll go get it right now.
Oh, my God.
Here you go. Here's your new door.
It looks just like the old one, except it doesn't have a big hole in the middle.
Yep, and this one doesn't squeak. I guarantee it.
Well, then install it.
All right, here we go. All right, the new door's installed.
But does it squeak?
Let's find out. Oh, please. I hear that. No squeak.
But you did it.
Yes, I am so good. Why am I so good?
Where'd you get the door from?
Oh, I took it off my daughter's bedroom. She doesn't need it. You know, she's getting older. She might start having boys over. So anything she does in there, she's going to have to do with no door.
Well, how much do I owe you?
$100.
$100?
Yeah, man, I did a lot today. I had to steal my daughter's door. I had to relive childhood trauma. I did a lot.
Okay, let me grab my wallet.
Okay.
All right, here's your $100.
Thank you. I think I'm going to use this to buy a Hot Wheels set like this one. It's so cool. Oh my god, I didn't even think about all the wheels on toy cars. They got like 4 wheels and no doors.
Oh my god.
How many Hot Wheels cars do you think there are in the world?
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google it. How many Hot Wheels cars in the world? Oh my god, there's like 4 billion Hot Wheels cars. And it says if you lay them all end to end, it'll circle the entire globe 4 times. So there's 4 billion cars. That's like 16 billion wheels. No wonder the wheels are winning.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I didn't even think about Lego wheels. Oh, the wheels are just piling up.
Hey, Danny, why'd you replace my door?
Because it wouldn't stop squeaking, Jeffy.
Oh, you mean this noise?
What? Jeffy, was you making the noise?
Maybe.
What, Jeffy, so we'd have to replace the door?
Maybe.
Well, Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I wanted fried okra.
Oh, that sounds so good. Hey, you want to go to Cracker Barrel? I heard God's going to be there.
Oh, my God. Leave. Both you guys leave.
Marvin, guess what came in the mail today?
These nuts.
My grandparents' ashes.
Aw. Wait, your grandparents' ashes? Like both of them?
Yeah, Marvin. They wanted to be mixed together for all eternity.
Wait, so they're both inside this thing? Ew, that's their ashes?
Yes, Marvin. They died and they were cremated. They wanted to be put in this priceless, one-of-a-kind vase that's been passed down from generation to generation in my family.
Well, can we put it, like, in the closet or something? I don't want to look at it. It's weird.
Oh, no, Marvin. They love kitchens. They said when we die, put us in the kitchen.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sit in the kitchen and look at your grandparents' death sand, okay? I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Are you ready to kick the soccer ball in the house?
Yeah!
But, Junior, what if we break something?
Cody, are you 40 years old? What if we break something?
Yeah, be a kid for once.
Well, I just don't want to get in trouble.
We're not going to get in trouble. Hey, Jeffy, I'm going to kick the ball to you first.
Okay.
I got it.
My turn.
Watch this! What was that?
It sounded like you broke something.
Cody, that's what you sound like. If you ever want to know what you sound like, that's what you sound like.
Well, okay, that doesn't change that you broke something.
Okay, how do you know I broke something?
Because there was a loud crash from the kitchen.
But what if there's a speaker in there that plays crashing glass sounds?
Why would you have that?
You know there's like little machines that play nature noises? Maybe it's on the crashing glass sound channel.
Yeah, that sounds very relaxing. Crashing glass sounds. I'd like to fall asleep to that.
Guys, do you think I broke something?
No.
See, look, guys, it's 3 against 1, so I didn't break anything.
Okay, let's go check.
Okay, what do I get when there's nothing broken there?
$5.
Okay, I'm gonna get $5.
Okay.
Oh no! What happened here?
Junior, this is the thing you broke.
Wait, so there's not a machine that makes broken glass noises in here?
No, you don't have one of those.
Yes, I do. And what is all this stuff?
I think it's someone's ashes.
Wow, they have a serious smoking problem if they have that much ashes.
But no, Junior, I mean like human ashes. Like this used to be people.
Dude, this is a lot of people.
All right, guys. Okay, what are we gonna do about this?
What are we gonna do, Junior? You're the one who broke it.
What? No, we all broke it because we all kicked the soccer ball.
But you hit it last.
No, Jeffy hit it last.
No, you hit it last.
Guys, it doesn't matter that Jeffy hit it last. We just have to focus on cleaning it up. So I'm going to sweep up the ashes, and let's put it inside a vase that looks just like it.
Junior, where are we going to find a vase that looks just like this one?
Hey, guys, look at this vase I found that looks just like that one.
Oh, Jeffy! Come on, we needed that.
Grandpa!
All right, who did it?
Jeffy did it.
What?
Yeah, Jeffy did it.
Oh,
screw you guys!
That's it, Jeffy, you're grounded!
But I didn't do it!
Your friends ratted you out and said you did it, so you're coming with me! All right, Jeffy, that's it, you're grounded!
But I didn't break the vase!
Yes, you did!
Well, I didn't break the first vase, but I broke the second vase.
There was only one vase, Jeffy.
No, there wasn't, there were two vases!
No, the one-of-a-kind priceless handed down for generations!
Exactly, there's only one vase, Jeffy.
Guys, if there were two vases, go ahead and hit the like button and the subscribe button. Prove them wrong.
Jeffy, there was only one vase and you broke it because your friend said you broke it.
My friends are no longer my friends anymore because they framed me. Jeffy gets framed. It's the title of the video.
Jeffy, you're grounded for a month.
This house is a prison.
Go to your room.
Daddy, I'm going to prove to you that my friends framed me.
Okay, then do that then. But you're the one who broke it. It's okay, baby. We'll go sweep it up and we'll put it in like a litter box or something. All right, guys, what color do you think goes next?
Oh, dude, totally the orange one.
Oh, definitely orange.
No.
What's up, D-bags?
Oh, hey, Jeffy, sorry we had to blame it on you.
Because of you guys, I lost TV for a month!
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, sorry, Jeffy.
You guys better go tell my dad the truth, or else I'm going to ruin all of your lives!
But they already think you did it, so just take the blame on this one.
So you've chosen death. I hope you guys enjoy it.
dude, what is Jeffy going to do?
I don't know. He's not going to do anything. All right, guys, I think Blue is next.
No.
All right, guys, I think we put them in the perfect order.
You guys cannot be serious.
Well, you can't do it any better.
Guys, I think I'm just going to go get Ken and go home.
Wait, where'd you leave Ken at?
Oh, he's on the couch downstairs. I left Ken right here. Wait, what's this? If you ever want to see Ken again, admit that I didn't break the vase! Jeffy must have taken Ken! Junior, you have to go admit that you broke the vase right now!
What? No! I'm not gonna get grounded just so you can get your stupid dumb doll back!
But Junior, I need Ken back!
Well, look, nothing's gonna happen to Ken!
But what if he hurts him?
Dude, he's a doll!
Yeah, he's a doll. How is he gonna hurt a dumb doll? He's not gonna hurt him.
Who's that?
Who's that? Hello? Hello?
Oh, down there, dude!
What? Hey, Cody, there's a package here for you.
But to me? But this is your house.
I know, that's weird. We should open it. So, Cody, why did a package for you come to my house?
I don't know. It's really weird.
What'd you order? New glasses?
New glasses?
Yeah, new glasses.
Why would I order new glasses?
Because you love to collect glasses and wear them.
But do you think I wear glasses because I collect glasses? No, I wear glasses because my eyes don't work right.
So did you order new eyes?
New eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to open the box now.
What? His head!
Where's the rest of him?
Wait, there's no more pieces open there?
No, it's just his head! What? Junior, we have to go tell the truth right now!
What? No! I'm not gonna tell the truth just because you got Ken's head!
But Junior, look what he did to him!
Hold on, but maybe the other pieces will come in the mail. See, look, that might be another box with another piece to him. Come on. Hello?
Mom? Dad? What are you doing here? We're very disappointed in you, Cody. What did I do? You ate a Baconator, Cody. We're Jewish. We're not supposed to eat pork. Well, I didn't eat a Baconator. Oh, yeah? Well, then why did we find this Baconator wrapper in your room, along with a note that says, ha, 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 I ate this Baconator from Wendy's?
So you're gonna laugh in our face? Ooh, you're gonna burn in Jewish hell for that.
Well, why would I leave a note about something I'm not allowed to do? Because you're just that cocky, Cody. You didn't think you'd get caught. Why couldn't you just have eaten a Dave's Double? Well, I did! I love Dave's Doubles! I get them all the time!
I don't want to hear you coming home right now, okay?
We're gonna give you a Spankinator. Tell the truth, Junior!
Well, I don't want to get grounded!
Whoa, dude, Cody's life is ruined, just like Jeffy said!
Well, do you think Jeffy's gonna try to ruin our lives?
Nah, I don't have parents, so I'd love to see him try. Give me your best shot.
Who's the door? Hello?
Joseph? Mommy? Yes, I came back because I love you and I want to be a family again.
Really?
Yes. Ah, mommy! Why?
You guys ready to tell the truth?
Jeffy, you ruined my life!
Then tell the truth!
Or Jeffy, just stop doing this!
Then tell the truth!
Whew. Oh, man. Oh, it's really hot in that thing. All right, kid, you get my $100?
Yeah, it's right here in my diaper. You can go ahead and grab it.
Thank you. Man, you really made that guy feel pretty bad.
Yeah, he got me grounded.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'd feel bad if I were you, but whatever. Let me know if you need anything else. I got a whole bunch more costumes.
All right, thanks.
My famous soup is almost ready. Oh, hey, Jeffy. What are you doing?
Wait, why are you getting closer to me?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it!
I'm so sorry, Joseph.
Dude, my whole life is ruined. Just tell the truth.
Well, I don't want to get grounded.
Dude, just tell the truth.
Junior, dinner's ready.
Oh, dinner's ready. Oh, man, I'm so hungry. What did Chef Pee-Pee make me?
Oh, he made you his famous soup.
What? Wait, what's in this?
Chef Pee-Pee?
What? No, I know he made the soup, but what's in this?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What's Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh! You killed Chef Pee-Pee!
Yep, and I'm going to keep going until you tell the truth.
No, I want Chef Pee-Pee back!
Are you going to tell the truth?
Oh, yes, okay.
All right, good.
Oh, man, you got Junior so good.
Yep, here's your $100.
Thank you very much. That'll teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want the truth? Okay, Jeffy did not break your stupid, dumb grandparents' face. I broke it. I was the last one to kick the soccer ball, and I'm the one who broke it. So unground him so he can stop killing our families.
Mother, father, I demand an apology.
Wait, so Jeffy, you did not break that vase?
Nope. Well, I broke the second one, but not the first one.
So your friends lied?
Yes, they framed me.
Wait, the title of the video. Jeffy gets framed. We should have paid attention.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys that.
Well, Jeffy, we're sorry for grounding you. We just thought you did it.
Now kiss my hand.
Kiss your hand.
Kiss my hand.
Ow!
Now don't.
don't you ever try to take my TV away from me again!
Now, which one of you is going to go sweep up Grandma and Grandpa?
Report card.
Are there any F's on your report card?
No.
Are you lying?
No, there's no F's on it.
Because, Jeffy, if there's a single F on that report card, we're not taking you to Disney World.
All right, well, check this out. Boom. Not a single F on this report card. All D's, Daddy, stands for Disneyland, 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 Disneyland.
Jeffy, all D's is not good.
Yeah, but it's still passing, Marvin. There are no F's on his report card.
But D's are bad.
D's are passing.
And D's are my nuts in your mouth.
Ugh, how old are you?
Old enough to have my nuts in your mouth.
Good one, Daddy.
Jeffy, look, I guess if there's no F's, we'll still take you to Disney World.
Really, Daddy? I'm gonna go pack my stuff right now!
But you have to get better grades next time.
Marvin, I don't think we have enough money for all three of us to go.
You're right. We're really poor right now. I think we could buy two tickets.
Okay, I think you and Jeffy should go so you can have a father-son trip.
I guess you're right. Me and Jeffy haven't spent a lot of time together. I'll go buy two tickets to Disney World.
Okay.
All right, baby. I got me and Jeffy two tickets to Disney World.
Aw, you and Jeffy are going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I hope so. Jeffy, are you ready to go?
Yeah, Daddy. Sure I am.
Jeffy, what is that?
Oh, it's Tomater without the tub.
No, not Tomater. You got a mask. What are you wearing?
Oh, it's the Piglet mask I found in your closet.
What? Where did you get that?
I've never seen that mask before in my life. Jeffy, take the Piglet mask off.
No, I want to wear it in Disneyland on all the rides.
You can't wear that on the rides in Disneyland. You gotta take it off.
My guy showed Winnie the Pooh his best friend Piglet.
He already knows his best friend Piglet. Look, you gotta take that mask off right now.
No, Dad, I want to wear the Piglet mask.
Take it off, Jeffy. Look, you can take Tomater, you just can't take the mask.
Oh, okay, Daddy. Oink, oink.
So, Marvin, are we going to talk about the piggy mask?
We're not going to talk about the piggy mask.
Okay.
All right, Daddy. I'm ready to go to Disneyland.
All right, Jeffy. Grab your ticket to Disney World and let's go.
What?
Grab your ticket to Disney World.
Disney World? I didn't want to go to Disney World. I wanted to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, Disneyland and Disney World are the same thing.
No, they're not. I've already been to Disney World, and now I want to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, they're basically the same place.
No, you're not. Because Disney World is the world of Disney, and Disneyland is the land of Disney, and I've never been to Disneyland, so that's where I want to go.
Jeffy, if you've been to Disney World, there's no reason to ever go to Disneyland. Disney World is bigger. It has Epcot and Hollywood Studios and everything.
I don't care. I've already been to Disney World, and now I want to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, Disneyland is all the way on the other side of the country in California. We live in Florida. Disney World is in Florida, so we need to go to Disney World.
I don't care how far Disneyland is. I want to go there because I've never been there.
Jeffy, I already bought tickets to Disney World. These tickets only work at Disney World, so we're going to Disney World.
Wait, let me see. Let me look real quick.
They're only good at Disney World. I already read it.
Well, right here, it says that it's good for Disneyland or Disney World.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, it says it right here.
It does not say that. It does not say that.
Oh, you want me to lie and say that the tickets are for Disney World, not Disney... Oh. Mm-hmm.
I've already heard you. You just don't want to take me to Disneyland because you think I'm ugly.
Jeffy, you're
Christian. No. Disney World doesn't think you're ugly. Disneyland thinks you're ugly. So we don't want to go to Disneyland.
If you don't take me to Disneyland, I'm going to get all F's on my report card and wear the piggy mask to school every day.
Oh, no. Okay, check. We'll go to Disneyland. We're going to go to Disneyland.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to buy plane tickets. God, we have to fly to California. I'm afraid of flying, baby. Can you just go with them?
Oh, no, Marvin. I have a bunch of appointments.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to buy the plane tickets. Let's just go to the airport, Jeffrey. We're going to Disneyland.
Yay!
Hey, Danny. Hey, Danny.
What, Jeffy? What do you want?
Gook, come gook out the window.
No, I'm not going to gook out the window. I'm afraid of heights.
Hey, Mr. What doing?
What, Jeffy, leave the passengers alone.
You have peanuts? Can I have some of your peanuts? No?
Oh, man.
Danny, can you give me some peanuts? The guy behind you said I had to get my own.
Oh, ask the flight attendant. Just shut up, Jeffy.
Because if I could get some peanuts right now, that would be the bomb.
Wait, Jeffy, you cannot say that.
What?
You can't say bomb.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I got a complaint from another passenger that said that you were threatening the plane with a bomb.
What? No. My son said bomb, and I told him not to say bomb.
See, you just said it again.
What? No. I was just saying what not to say.
See, now you're saying it so much, I'm thinking maybe you got one up your butt and you want to use it.
What? No!
Hey, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down.
No, I am calm. I just don't like planes.
Oh, you don't like planes, so you want to get rid of it.
What? No. I don't like flying.
You don't like flying, so you want to force the plane down.
Oh, no. You're being ridiculous.
Sir, if you don't calm down, I'm going to have to strap you to the seat.
I am calm!
All right, that was pretty rowdy. I'm going to have to strap you down.
No, stop it. This is ridiculous.
All right, sir, when we land, we're going to untie you, and we're going to give you a cavity, sir.
This is so stupid.
Danny, how did you get an extra seat belt?
Jeffy, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Come over here. I'll kill you.
Breaking news, McKay. A plane was forced to make an emergency landing after a man threatened the plane with a bomb.
Marvin! Oh, my God!
Sit down there, you.
Marvin, what is going on?
Well, Jeffy had to...
Quiet, I'll tell you what's going on. Your husband threatened a plane with a bomb. Stop it, ridiculous. Get out.
Look, Jeffy wanted peanuts on the airplane, and Jeffy said if he got peanuts, it would be the bomb. And I said, Jeffy, don't say bomb. And then he heard me say bomb, and then he stuck his hand up my butt looking for a bomb.
See, officer, it was just a mistake.
No. Nobody says bomb on a plane unless they have one.
What if the person's flying to Bombay?
What did you just say? Get down. Let me check your butt again.
I don't have a bomb in my butt.
That's exactly what somebody with a bomb would say.
Officer, what is going to happen?
Well, your husband's on a no-fly list, which means he can never fly on a plane ever again.
Well, I'm afraid of flying, so I don't care.
So are we still going to Disneyland?
Oh, we're not going to Disneyland after this.
Oh, I hate crying people. Like, whenever I arrest somebody and they're like, that's not mine! You just planted that in my car! I saw you! And it's like, I had to plant it there because I had to meet my arrest quota! Jeez! Anyway, now I don't want to see you on a plane ever again, buddy. You hear that, little man?
Well, stop poking me!
Boop!
Well, don't boop my nose!
So how are we going to get to Disneyland?
Look, Jeffy, look, we can just drive to Disneyland, but it's going to take like 3 days, so we'll leave tomorrow.
Okay, good.
All right.
Marvin, I'm hungry. Can you take me somewhere nice?
Well, baby, I just got put on a no-fly list. Do you think I want to go to a restaurant?
Come on, somewhere nice.
I can see if we can get a reservation to Harryhausen's.
Harryhausen's? But it's impossible to get a reservation!
Not for Googly Bear.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, can I come? Haha, please.
What? No, you're not going to go with us.
You never take me anywhere. You're a dumb friend.
Marvin, how did you get us a reservation at Harryhausen's?
I didn't. We're just sitting at a random table.
Marvin, what if they kick us out?
Baby, they're not going to kick us out. We're already sitting here.
Excuse me, but unfortunately, we are closing in 5 minutes.
Aww.
Oh, no, baby, don't worry. Look, we already know what we want. Can we just order?
What can I get you?
Baby, hurry up and look at the menu.
Okay, let me see. Oh, Marvin, I can't see it from here. Just order sushi and chocolate cake.
Okay, do you guys have sushi?
We are now closing in 4 minutes.
Oh, no. I know what we want. Can we get the dynamite roll?
Okay.
And then can I get the chocolate cake?
Chocolate cake, sir?
Yeah, it's right here.
I don't believe we have a chocolate cake on the menu.
Well, yes, you do. It's right here. It says chocolate cake. Read it.
Oh, you must be referring to the chocolate smothered calamari.
Well, no. That's up here. We're talking about the chocolate cake under desserts.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid I don't have my reading glasses. You'll have to read it for me.
It says chocolate cake. Don't you know the menu?
No, I'm sorry. We change the menu every day.
Marvin, just order the chocolate cake.
Okay. Can I please get the chocolate bomb cake?
Bomb! Bomb! This man claims to have a bomb! Evacuate the building!
What? No, God, it was a chocolate bomb cake!
Freeze, you're under arrest! Wait, it's you again? Now you're threatening a restaurant with a bomb?
What? Officer, it's just a misunderstanding!
Yeah, I was just trying to order food off the menu. It says chocolate bomb cake. See it right there?
Yeah, but the waiter said you also tried to order the dynamite roll. Why are you only ordering explosive menu items?
We wanted to!
Yeah, she wanted sushi, and the only sushi was the dynamite roll, and she wanted chocolate cake, and the only chocolate cake was a chocolate bomb cake. I was just trying to order the cake.
But earlier, you threatened a plane with a bomb, so why did you think you should be ordering explosive menu items? You could have ordered literally anything else on the menu, like the Lady Baltimore cake, whatever the hell that is, or the buttercorn pudding, huh? Why not that? Or the... Oh, my God, look at these prices. Jesus Christ, I should be arresting the owners for robbery. Oh, my God. Wait, special shrimp stir fry? Hold on, scoot over. I mean, I'm going to arrest you, but, I mean, a man's got to eat. I'm hungry. What's in the special shrimp stir fry? Waiter! I need a waiter! Excuse me! Can an officer get some goddamn service over here? You know, protect and serve?
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They evacuated the building because of the bomb. The bomb! That's right. You're under arrest. Now bend over so I can check your boy. All right, that's it. You're not allowed outside anymore. You're under house arrest.
House arrest? Why?
Because you won't stop talking about bombs. You already threatened a restaurant and a plane. I can't trust you.
This whole thing's a misunderstanding.
And I'm getting real tired of sticking my hand up your butt. I'm going to have to start wearing gloves because I'm getting tired of cleaning my fingernails.
Well, I was just trying to order food at the restaurant. It's called Chocolate Bomb Key. That's what it was called.
My nose itches. Oh, God, your house stinks. Wait a minute. It's not your house. It's your ass. Ew. Oh, God.
Wait, wash your hands.
Wash your ass.
What?
Gross.
No, don't wipe it on me.
Why? It's your stink. It's your ass.
Ew, stop it. Look, this whole thing was a misunderstanding. What can I do to stop all this?
Well, if you could get a witness that could testify that you weren't really talking about a bomb, then I guess I could let you go.
Well, my son Jeffy, he knows this whole thing started over peanuts. He knows I wasn't talking about bombs.
Okay, well, if you can get him to tell me you weren't talking about bombs, then I'll leave you alone.
Okay, let me go get my son.
No. I can't leave you alone with him. You might threaten him to make him say that. You're going to have to bring him here.
Okay, baby, can you send Jeffy a text?
What do you want me to do?
Send a text.
Send text? Like the explosive?
What? No, I said send a text.
I heard Semtex.
Can you send a text message to Jeffy and tell him to come here?
Okay.
You're crazy. Like, you're going crazy.
No, I think you're crazy. So I'm going to give you a psychological test, okay? Now, how many fingers am I holding up? Not my thumb.
Not your thumb?
Yeah, how many fingers do you see?
I see four.
See four? Like the bomb? I'm going to check your blood again. Oh, God. Oh. Ew. Oh, man, would you, like, not wipe? What's going on?
I don't expect someone to give me a cavity search. I'm not prepared.
So you're just sitting like that? Doesn't it itch?
Hey, Nutty!
Well, hey, Jeffy, tell the officer
about No. Let me ask him. I don't want you, like, stringing him along or something. Okay, Jeffy, I have a few questions for you. So, like, do you guys not own toilet paper? What's going on here?
We're gonna ask about the peanuts.
The bombs, right. Okay, so, Jeffy, now, has your father ever said anything about hating planes?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't like planes. I'm afraid of flying.
Now, Jeffy, do you think your father would like it if all the planes just exploded?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't like planes. Like, I don't like flying.
Quiet. Now, Jeffy, does your father have a lot of gasoline somewhere?
Yeah, in his car.
Oh, really?
All cars have gas in them.
Then why don't you get a Tesla?
Well, because they're expensive.
Oh, really? All right, Jeffy, I have one more question for you. Now, is this whole thing actually just about you wanting peanuts?
Yeah, because I wanted peanuts, and I asked my dad for some, and I said if I got some peanuts, it would be the bomb.
Oh, the bomb, yes, like a good thing.
Yes, like a good thing, like oh, the bomb.
Oh, well, don't I feel silly?
Well, yeah, it's a big misunderstanding, so you understand it now?
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, I understand. You're free to go.
We're free to go!
Wait a minute! Unless he's in on it, and you actually do have something up your butt that I didn't find the first three times.
Well, no, there's nothing up my butt.
Okay, I'll make you a deal. Let me search your butt one more time, and if I don't find anything other than dingleberries, you're free to go.
No, there's nothing up my butt.
Marvin, don't you want this to be over?
Yeah, your ass is on the line.
Okay, fine. Do it one more time.
Yes. All right, I didn't find anything, so you're free to go. And I went up to the elbow this time.
Thank God it's over.
Joe, when are we leaving for Disneyland, Daddy?
We're not going to Disneyland!
Guess what, Simmons? You owe me $100.
No way, mate.
Yep, that's right. You bet me that I couldn't get the same guy to let me give him a cavity search four times in one day, and I did it. So smell it and weep.
Oh, go here. Take your $100 and leave. Oh.
Marvin, I haven't heard or seen Jeffy all day.
I know, isn't it great?
Marvin, we should go check on him.
Look, the cops wouldn't care that he's missing until 72 hours have passed.
Marvin.
Okay, look, we'll go look for him. Ugh.
Jeffy,
where are you?
Jeffy!
What doing?
Jeffy!
Jeffy, why are you so dirty?
Because I'm digging to China with my spoon.
Jeffy, you cannot dig to China.
Yes, I can. If I dig deep enough, I'll eventually reach the other side of the earth.
No, you'll never reach the other side of the earth.
Are you saying the world is flat, Daddy?
No, I'm not saying it's flat, Jeffy. You need a bath. You're so dirty.
I don't want a bath, Daddy. I need to finish digging to China.
You need a bath because you're a dirty, stinky boy.
Jeffy's a dirty, stinky boy.
Because you are a dirty, stinky boy.
I don't want to dig to China no more.
Okay, good, because you get in the bath. You get in the bath right now. Come on.
All right, Jeffy. The bathtub is full, so get in the bathtub.
I don't want to get in the bath, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub. You're dirty.
Bathtub.
Yes, you do, Jeffy. You have to get in the bathtub.
Nah.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub right now.
Oh, okay.
Baby, do you have the soap?
Yes, it's right here.
All
right,
Jeffy, you're in the bathtub.
He's drowning! Oh, my God!
Oh, I don't know what to do. Jeffy, swim! Swim!
Jeffy!
Swim!
Somebody call a doctor?
Yes, our son needs CPR.
Why?
Because he drowned while he was in the bathtub.
He drowned in the bathtub?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to swim.
Well, you don't have to know how to swim to take a bath. You just sit there.
I know, but he did it wrong.
How do you take a bath wrong?
I don't know. Look, can you just give him CPR?
Ooh, I really wish you told me that before I came over, because I really took my time getting here. Like, I stopped for coffee and a sandwich, and it was like an onion and mayonnaise sandwich, so my cholesterol is through the roof. So now I got onion mayonnaise coffee breath, and if I give him mouth-to-mouth with that, it's going to be pretty gross.
Look, just give him CPR. I don't care.
Okay, I'll try.
You saved him?
Yeah, that onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody
baby,
up.
Baby, can you move? Say it again?
That onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Oh, well, hey, well, Jeffy, are you okay?
Yeah, Daddy, but I'm never taking a bath ever again. That mean water almost drowned me.
Well, Jeffy, if you knew how to swim, that wouldn't have happened.
I teach swimming lessons.
What, you teach swimming lessons?
Yeah, I teach.
You're in the way again.
Where do you want me?
Just right there.
Okay.
You teach swimming lessons?
I teach swimming lessons.
Marvin, we should get Jeffy swimming lessons.
Yeah, Jeffy needs swimming lessons.
Well, good, because I teach swimming lessons.
Well, how much is the swimming lessons?
I charge way too much for swimming lessons.
Well, how much do you charge for swimming lessons?
I charge $100 for swimming lessons.
That's a lot for swimming lessons.
Yeah, some would say too much for swimming lessons.
Well, I think Jeffy really needs swimming lessons, so we should get him swimming lessons.
All right, come on back to my house, and I'll teach you some swimming lessons.
All right, Jeffy, come on. You're going to learn how to swim. All right. All right, baby. I'm about to go do swimming lessons with Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin. Have fun. I'm going to work on my tan.
Okay.
All right, boys. Sun's out, guns out, boys. Ooh, check out these guns. You see that? Yeah, I'm ripped. That's a swimmer's body. It's because I'm a lifeguard. All right, Jeffy, we're going to teach you how to swim like a dolphin because you almost drowned in the bathtub, so we're going to teach you how to not do that.
Are there narwhals in this pool?
Narwhals? No. No, there's no narwhals.
What about octopuses?
No. No, none of those either. I wish there were 8 of those in there, but no, no animals in the pool.
Can we just start the lesson?
I'm sorry, what? Are you Jesus? How are you standing on the water? And also, why are you fully clothed in the pool?
I don't know what to wear.
It's a pool. Have you never been to a pool before?
I mean,
what, do you shower in all your clothes, too?
No, can we just start the lesson, please?
All right, Jeffy. The first rule of swimming is that you gotta make sure you eat a full meal before you get in the water.
Well, I thought you're not supposed to eat before you get in the pool because you'll cramp up.
Okay, that's a myth. See, they just don't want you swimming to your full potential. No. You gotta eat a whole bunch of food before you get in the water so that you have a lot of energy to go swimming, okay? So, Jeffy, I want you to wolf this down. You get it? Wolf? Because they're hot dogs? It's a swimmer's joke. All right, Jeffy, eat all this food.
Okay. I'm done. I'm so full, my stomach hurts.
Good. That pain is telling your body that you're ready to swim. We call that swimmer's pain. You know, that's how Michael Phelps won all those Olympic medals. He ate a whole plate of hot dogs before every race.
Is that true?
I don't know. Google it. All right, Jeffy, you ready to swim?
I'm staring at the water. I'm afraid it's going to hurt me.
No, the water's not going to hurt you. Here, check it. Whoa.
See? The water bit you.
No. It didn't bite me. It's just really, really cold. You know, I'm already a grower, not a shower. So when I get in there, it's just going to fall off. All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Oh. How about you get in first, you know, because he's kind of scared.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no.
Can you just hurry up and get in the water?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't just float on top of the water like you, okay? It's cold.
Oh, just hurry up, you're a swimming instructor. You're supposed to be okay with cold water.
Well, it's really cold, okay? Does your son really need to learn how to swim that
just
bad?
Get in the water.
Okay.
Is it really that cold?
Yeah, it's cold, okay? All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
No. If I'm in the water, you're going to get your ass in the water, too.
Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
Oh. How about you just encourage him by, like, showing him how to swim?
Okay. Hey, Jeffy, look. I'm going to teach you how to doggy paddle, okay? This is how doggies swim.
No, doggies can't swim. They're not fishies. What?
Doggies can swim?
No.
Uh-oh, yeah, I'm going to prove to you that dogs can swim. All right, Jeffy, I got your dog. I'm going to show you he can swim.
What? No.
There you go. Yeah, doggy paddle. You're doing it wrong.
He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Why didn't you tell me that before I put him in the water?
Well, I thought you said all dogs could swim.
Well, not paralyzed dogs. I'm sorry, Jeffy.
I'm definitely not swimming now that you killed my doggy.
Oh, no. Okay, look, I have a cat. He can probably swim. He's kind of like a dog. Oh, hold on, I'll get him. Ow! Stop scratching me! Come here. Get in the water. Yeah, swim. Come on, swim. You want to scratch me a little? See, he's swimming.
I'm not getting in the pool now. It keep hurting animals!
Well, look what you're doing. You're making us scared of the pool.
No. The pool's not hurting animals. I'm hurting animals. Don't blame the pool.
Well, show him the kitty's all right.
He's okay. See? Meow. Meow. I'm swimming. See? He's all tired.
Look. Is there any? I thought you were a professional. He's scared of the pool. How are you?
I'm getting him in the pool. Just wait a minute. I got an idea.
What's so funny? You're killing my kitty cat.
Ahoy, Jeffy. It's me, Captain Crunch. Don't you want to get in my boat?
No, that boat has holes in it.
Oh, no. These holes are for your legs so you can feel the water.
But the water is the scary part.
No, it's not. I'd show you, but I don't have legs. Hey, rich people like boats. Don't you want to be like a rich person?
I guess. Will I get hoes?
Yeah, you'll get a bunch of hoes, but you gotta get in the boat first.
Okay.
Whee! Isn't this fun, Jeffy? Whee!
Whee! Should get out of your pool right now!
Oh, but look how much fun we're having!
Look, I paid you to give him swimming lessons, not float around in a floaty. He can't bring that to the bathtub.
Okay, listen, man. My plan is to flip over the boat so he has no choice but to get in the water.
No, he's gonna freak out!
Well, no, sometimes you just gotta rip the band-aid off, you know? He'll be fine.
Why can't you just teach him how to swim like a normal person?
I'm sorry, who's the master swimming teacher here? Okay, you see this? That's what SML stands for. Swimming Master Lessons, because that's what I teach. I teach people to become master swimmers, okay? Just trust me.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you just stay right here. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'm not getting in your pool!
No, it's okay, you don't have to. Just stay right here.
What? What?
I'm gonna go underwater now.
Okay.
Daddy? Where'd the instructor go? That's you guys! That's you guys!
I hate swimming! Look at you doing it! What the hell? Oh, no! No, it's back! It's back in!
You see that? It can't get back to life and he tried to drown me.
Well, they do have 9 lives.
I guess that's true.
Daddy, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Uh-oh, but we're just trying to teach you how to swim.
Yeah,
you guys did was effed up.
Well, you already felt the water, so you kind of know what it's like to swim.
What is that?
That's a narwhal.
What? You told me there's no narwhals in the pool.
Well, not supposed to be.
Daddy, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Come on.
Okay, we're going to go home since you suck at being a swimming instructor.
Well,
today was a waste of time.
Clearly.
Baby, what happened to you?
Someone replaced my suntan lotion with cooking oil.
You look like an overcooked chicken.
Yep, because Logan's clearly never cooked chicken before. So I think he meant lobster. But we'll go with overcooked chicken.
You look like a lobster.
Thanks. How did Jeffy's swimming lessons go?
They were bad. They went really bad.
Mommy, let me tell you what this bald guy did. I was sitting there minding my own business on my little inflatable float, and then he got his friend to flip me over in the water and almost make me drown.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Well, look, at least Jeffy got in the water and kind of swam because he swam back to the inflatable thing. So Jeffy knows how to swim a little bit. So I think, Jeffy, you should go try to take a bath right now.
All right, Daddy. That's fine.
All right, we're going to go try to take a bath and see if he improves, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to take a bath?
Yep.
What, Jeffy? You cannot use this floaty every time you take a bath.
Yes, I can, because it's the only thing that saved me from drowning in that pool.
Jeffy, you can't use this floaty everywhere. I guess you just got to take showers for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Well, Jeffy, look, you have to learn how to swim, because what if one day you fall off a boat or something?
Well, then I'll just take this with me everywhere I go.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Watch me.
Just get in the shower.
Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool SML tank top?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that cool SML t-shirt?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool hat?
Oh, SMLmerch.com, man.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that inflatable pencil you're using to look like your dong?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and where did Brooklyn Guy get that same exact tank top that you're wearing right now?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and you can buy it with the puppets that we sell on...
Is it FMLmerch.com?
FMLmerch.com! Every purchase you make from June 2nd to June 12th, you be entered in to win a signed Jeffy puppet!
Really?
Really?
FMLmerch.com!
FMLmerch.com!
Marvin, Jeffy's gonna be late to school!
Jeffy, get in here!
What's up, Daddy?
Well, Jeffy, you're gonna be late to school. What are you wearing?
Well, first of all, Daddy, my name's not Jeffy, it's Jeffy Koo, and this is my Dragon Ball outfit.
Dragon Ball outfit? What's a Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball? Because I'm gonna be dragging my balls across your face.
Jeffy, take that off. You're not wearing it at school.
Aw, Marvin, let him wear it. Jeffy, I think orange is your color.
Thanks, Mommy.
Yeah, orange is his color. It's the color of the jumpsuit he's gonna be wearing in prison when he goes to prison for not being punished as a kid. Jeffy, take that off.
No, Daddy, I'm not gonna take this off. You get to wear the same outfit all the time, and you don't even take a shower.
I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want, Jeffy. You're not wearing that to school. Take it off.
Daddy, you're not gonna like what I'm gonna do next.
What are you doing?
See, you got Kai blasting. You didn't even realize.
Take it off or you're grounded.
You can't ground me, because if you ground me, then I'm gonna Akuna Matata you. Kame Akuna Matata!
All right, Jeffy, just go to school.
All right.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the brain.
Hey, Cody, your mom gave me brain last night.
What? Ha! Good one, dude.
Hey, Cody, what's your mom's favorite part of the brain?
What?
The medulla oblong.
I seen it. No, you didn't.
All right, let's learn parts of the brain. The front of your brain is called the frontal lobe. The back of your brain is called the occipital lobe. And then right here in the middle, you have a hippocampus.
Oh, there's a campus full of hippos in my brain?
No, idiot. That's just what it's called.
Teacher, are there hippos in my brain? What's a hippocampus?
The hippocampus is where your memories are stored. And a good way to remember that is if there was a hippo on campus, it would be very memorable.
Oh.
You must not have a hippocampus, because you can't remember anything because you're an idiot.
Call me an idiot one more time.
And the amygdala is the part of your brain that controls your anger. So when you're really, really mad, it's your amygdala.
Hey, idiot. Why you getting so mad, idiot? Is your amygdala acting up? Huh? Idiot! What the?
Come in, oh, Daddy!
Jesus Christ! What was that?
Jeffy, are you okay?
Jesus Christ, Junior.
Dude, his power level is over 9,000!
9,000?
What power level? What are you talking about? How do you know his power level?
Dude, you don't have a scouter?
I never joined the Boy Scouts.
Junior, he's going Super Saiyan.
Super Satan?
No, not Satan. Saiyan.
What's he saying?
Look at his hair, dude.
It's blonde.
Yeah,
the brighter his hair gets, the more powerful he becomes.
Yeah, dude.
I thought blondes were stupid.
No, not if they're male.
I'm so confused.
Junior, we really just need to get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Oh, Jeffy, you go Super Saiyan? Well, that's no match for my purple finger laser.
Oh, you messed up now.
Oh, Jeffy Koo. Very, very weak Kai Blast. Now prepare for the most powerful purple finger laser you've ever seen. Two in the pink, one in the pink!
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. Come on, Daddy!
Oh, how are you stronger than purple finger? It's my white weakness!
You asked for this!
What the?
Alright, time to run your lunch like a weird kid. Oh, what is that?
Oh,
is that a Dragon Ball? Only need six more of these.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today?
It was good, Daddy Gook.
Wait, what is that?
It's a Dragon Ball, and I just need six more balls. Right now, I only have one ball because I'm like Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, Jeffy, earlier today I found a ball just like that.
Gimme, see it.
Here you go.
Gimme, Gook. F yeah. All right, Daddy, now I got two Dragon Balls. Now I just need five more.
Jeffy, that's only four fingers.
Oh, well, just imagine I have one more finger, that's how many more balls I need. I need 5 more Dragon Balls.
Why do you need 5 more?
Because once I get all 7 Dragon Balls, I can summon the dragon and he'll grant me a wish.
Do you get picked on at school acting like this?
Yeah, but I kicked his ass!
Jeffy!
What, Jeffy, like, do you have friends acting like this?
Marvin!
I'm being serious, baby, he's acting weird.
Dad, don't you dare disrespect Dragon Ball Z! This is serious!
I just want to make sure you're not getting bullied, you know?
Daddy, you're gonna make me go Super Saiyan! I'll poop my pants, Daddy.
Just don't hurt yourself, Jeffy.
Alright, Daddy. I'm gonna go look for more Dragon Balls.
I just hope this is a phase.
Yeah.
My enchiladas are almost done. I sense balls. Oh, there's 2 more Dragon Balls right there. Hey, you, give me your Dragon Ball.
No way you can't have my Dragon Balls. I'll destroy the world before I let you have my Dragon Balls.
Hand over your balls, or I'll make you hand them over.
I'd like to see you try.
All right, you asked for it the hard way. Come on!
You really thought you were more powerful than me? Oh, just wait till you see my Galick gun.
It's not more powerful than when I go Super Saiyan.
None.
My nipples are so hard right now. Nipple beam. Nipple beam. That's impossible. Those balls are mine now.
Marvin, what was all that noise?
I don't know.
Check it out, Danny. I got 4 Dragon Balls. I just need 3 more to summon the dragon.
Jeffy, were you breaking stuff downstairs?
No, don't worry about it, Daddy. You don't even understand Dragon Ball Z. But I'm gonna go look for the other 3.
Come on, Ken, it's your turn. Come on, hurry up, just hit one.
I smell balls. Oh, there they are! There's 2 more Dragon Balls right there! Hey, you, hand over your Dragon Balls!
Oh, no, you don't. I don't give you consent to grab my balls.
Well, they all belong to you, so hand them over!
Oh, you don't want to fight me. I'm too powerful.
Not as powerful as me when I go Super Saiyan!
Oh, you don't want to see my final form. I'm too hunky.
I guess we'll see about that. You done messed up now, boy!
Pathetic. Now I'll show you what true power looks like. Now you will experience the true power of the dark side. Unlimited power!
I'm too weak.
Just kidding. I'm hunky as shit. You want to fight? Come on.
I don't even need to fight you. That's how lame you are. I can get my son to fight you. Jeffy Han, I choose you.
Jeffy Han.
But what the?
Jeffy Han, use Thunderbolt.
Jeffy Han.
Yeah, I think that's how that goes. Let's grab these Dragon Balls.
On the 6th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 Dragon Balls.
Oh, you found 6? Don't you need 1 more to make a wish?
Precisely, Daddy. I need 1 more Dragon Ball to make a wish to the dragon.
What are you even going to wish for, Jeffy?
You'll see.
Who's that? Hello?
Hey, we got a noise complaint from your neighbors. They said some nerds were fighting in here and yelling.
Oh, that's just my son. He's going through a Dragon Ball Z phase.
Whoa, no way! Kamehameha!
Oh, man, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. I love it.
Not you, too.
Oh, yeah, I've been a fan of it since I was younger. It's great.
My son won't stop talking about it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
Who's at your door, Daddy?
Oh, my God, no way. Where'd you get that outfit?
Target.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going there right after this.
Jeffy, what will make you stop talking about Dragon Ball Z?
I'm not going to stop talking about Dragon Ball Z until I collect all the Dragon Balls and summon the dragon.
Kid, you're not going to believe this, but I have a Dragon Ball.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Look, I confiscated it from this homeless guy that was trying to smoke it in a spoon.
Dang, that's a 7th Dragon Ball. That's the last one I need to complete my ball sack.
Wait, you have the other 6 Dragon Balls?
Sure do.
Oh, my God. Can I watch you summon the dragon? I don't even care about the wish. I just want to see the dragon.
Sure, come on.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand what's going on.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, someone explain what's going on.
Once I put this Dragon Ball with the others, we can summon the dragon, and he'll grant Jeffy 1 wish.
Yeah, our balls have to touch.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy. Are you ready to see the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah.
What's happening?
The dragon's coming.
Wait, don't chill my ear!
Hey there! I'm Doofy the Dragon!
Everybody bow!
Wait, wasn't he on Good Morning America?
Shh!
And I'm here to grant you one wish!
Jeffy, what do you want to wish for?
I wish I had that kid's outfit!
Wait, deal!
Oh, sick! Pew, pew, pew.
Wait, you stole Jeffy's wish!
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, now we're definitely gonna fight! Now I'm gonna spirit bomb you!
Oh, no you don't! Not if I spirit bomb first!
Will Jeffy get revenge on Brooklyn Guy for stealing his wish? Does Brooklyn Guy have any powers whatsoever? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Christmas. What do you want for Happy Honda Day?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I'm dressed up like Santa Claus, and I'm trying to figure out what you want for Christmas.
I don't want anything for Christmas. Christmas is lame.
Marvin, don't be such a Grinch. Christmas time is for giving.
Yeah, dang, tell me what you want. I'm dressed up like Santa Claus.
Jeffy, Santa Claus isn't even real.
What?
Santa Claus isn't real!
He's not! You're 17 years old, Jeffy. You have to find out eventually.
Marvin, don't tell him that!
Baby, he's 17 years old.
Marvin, fix it!
Fine, Jeffy. Santa Claus is real.
Then prove it!
Prove it? I haven't had to prove it before.
Marvin, just take him to the mall so he can sit on Santa's lap.
Baby, it's 10 o'clock at night. The mall's not open.
Well, then hire someone to dress up like Santa.
If you don't prove that Santa Claus is real, I'm gonna poke my eye!
Well, don't poke yourself
in the... Ow!
Stop it.
Ow!
Stop it.
Ow!
Jeffy,
ow!
I'm about to call Santa Claus.
Do you have Santa Claus's number?
Yeah, I have his number. I'm going to call him right now.
Can I talk to him?
But no, he's not allowed to talk to kids.
Why? Did he get into legal trouble?
He did. Lilith, I'm going to go call Santa Claus. I'm going to invite him over here to talk to you.
Okay.
Come on, hurry up. Answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin. What do you need?
Hey, can you dress up like Santa Claus and come over? My kid wants to meet Santa.
Me? Dress up like Santa? No. See, that wouldn't work because I'm in too good a shape. See, Santa's supposed to be fat, and I'm not. I'm thin. I look amazing. Nobody would believe that I'm Santa Claus. I'm too hot.
Okay, well, do you know anybody that can dress up like Santa?
Well, I do have this one friend who's been looking for work and could really use it.
Does he look like Santa?
Oh, he looks exactly like Santa. It'll be perfect. When you see this guy, you're going to say, that's Santa Claus. It's like his twin.
Okay, then bring him over right now.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay, thank you. All right, baby, I got someone to dress up like Santa and come over tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I'm going to tell Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, Santa Claus is coming over tonight.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is he going to bring his reindeer?
No, he's gonna Uber. The reindeer are training for Christmas.
Oh, for the reindeer games.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna laugh and call Rudolph names.
Mm-hmm.
Like shithead.
With Jeffy!
Or period nose.
Jeffy! Well,
do not use that language around Santa or he's gonna put you on the naughty list. Oh, that must be Santa. Let me go answer the door. Hello?
Hey, this is my buddy Vic I told you about.
What's up? I'm Vic.
You said you had a friend that looked like Santa.
He does look like Santa.
He looks like a criminal.
Well, I mean, he did just get out of prison.
Prison?
Well, yeah, he was in there for about 15 years.
Yeah, 15 long years! Oh, looks like Santa spilled!
Oh.
No.
Looks like Santa spilled, bro. You're gonna have to clean that up, bud.
Okay.
I'm not hiring him.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. He's harmless.
Yeah, harmless? What'd he go to jail for?
Well, I mean, nothing serious. Just some Grand Theft Auto, aggravated assault, third-degree murder.
Third-degree murder?
Right, third-degree murder.
Third degree. Just third degree. It's like the least bad kind of murder.
I'm sorry. I got that confused. It's first-degree murder. And I don't even feel bad about it. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
I'm not gonna hire him.
Oh, come on, really?
You're not gonna hire me? He's not gonna hire me? You're not gonna hire me? I'll crush your windpipe if you don't hire me!
I'll
crush it!
You're gonna hire him?
Oh, you got the job, buddy.
I got the job! I got the job! Oh, okay. Well, let's go meet some kids.
Before you meet my kid, can you please put a shirt on?
Oh, no. Vic doesn't do shirts.
No.
He says shirts make him feel constricted, like he's back in prison, and that makes him mad and he breaks things and kills people.
I will break a windpipe if I have to wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no shirts, I guess.
No shirts.
Hey, Elf, bring me another beer.
Here you go, Santa. I'm this little elf.
Hey, so what the hell's going on over here? I need to get paid. I got a meeting with my pro officer after this. So where's this kid at?
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, Santa Claus?
Yeah, kid, I'm whatever you want me to be.
Marvin, who the hell is this?
It's Santa Claus. Jeffy, why don't you sit on his lap?
Here, come here.
I don't want to sit on his lap. What if he has a big wiener?
You don't got to worry about that one, kid.
What the hell is that?
Those are his jingle balls.
But Jeffy, just sit on his lap and tell him what you want.
Oh, okay.
What do you want for Christmas, kid?
I want your Gucci Xbox.
Yeah, we'll get you that one. We'll get right on that one, kid.
Yay! Go
jigs, boy!
Yeah, no, I need you to get out of this because I need to get paid.
Okay.
All right, so I need to get paid now. Put it in my hands. I need the money.
How much does he need?
I don't know, like 20 bucks?
No.
What, more? 50? 100 bucks? 100 bucks.
Yeah, that's it'll work, kid.
Let me find 100. Oh, okay, here it is.
Pleasure doing business with you, kids.
Well, okay, let's see. This is my house.
Not anymore, kid.
Okay, I'll see you later. Just please get out of my house without breaking anything else.
I guess I'll get out of here then. See you, nerds.
I'm never calling you again for help.
I understand.
Yay, I'm getting a Gucci Xbox.
Marvin, I need to talk with you.
Jeffy, can you go to your room?
Yeah, I'll go make room for my Gucci Xbox.
Marvin, how could you invite that man into our house? He looked like a creep!
I know, baby, but if I didn't hire him, he was going to strangle and kill people.
What?
Look, baby, all that matters now is that Jeffy got to meet Santa and he's happy.
Yeah, but what was that thing Jeffy asked for?
He asked for a Gucci Xbox. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, I'm going to grab my laptop so we can look it up. Oh, my God.
What, Marvin?
That Gucci Xbox that Jeffy wants. It's $10,000!
What? We can't afford that!
I know! Why would he ask Santa for that?
Marvin, what are we gonna do?
We're just gonna have to tell Jeffy that Santa ran out of Gucci parts at the North Pole.
Marvin, we have to get him that Xbox, otherwise he won't believe in Santa!
Look! That's where I told Santa Claus I wanted! That's the Gucci Xbox!
We just wanted to Google it to see what it looks like.
Yeah, and for your record, if I don't get that, then that means Santa Claus isn't real, and then I'm gonna scream, and I'm gonna poke my eye.
Jeffy, Santa Claus is gonna get you that. He's gonna get you that exact one.
Alright, well, I'll be back in my room.
Marvin, why would you tell him that?
I don't know. I choked. I was under pressure. Look. We will figure something out. We can just get him a regular Xbox and write Gucci on it in Sharpie.
Oh, no.
Hey, man.
What do you want?
Well, listen, I felt kind of bad that Vic conned you out of 100 bucks, so I got him to do something that I think you're really going to like.
I don't want anything from him.
No. You're going to love it. It's great. So in about 30 seconds, Vic is going to break in through your window and pretend to be Santa Claus delivering presents.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Why would you tell him to do that?
Well, come on. It'll be really cool because then, like, your son is going to see him and he's going to think Santa Claus is delivering presents.
No, don't let him do that. Stop him. I don't want him to do that.
Too late. That's him.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Santa Claus here to deliver the presents!
You do know impersonating a Santa Claus is punishable by death.
Well, we meet again, Santa Claus.
I thought I'd put you away for good.
You should have killed me.
Maybe I will.
If you strike me down, I'll probably die.
That's the point. Wait, what are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago, Santa Claus.
Enough of this.
That didn't sound good. Just stay right here.
Oh, no.
Vic, what's going on in here?
Look, man, I don't know. I just snapped. I don't know.
Oh, my God, Vic, you killed Santa Claus!
Look, when I was younger, I never got the gifts I wanted as a kid, so when I saw him, I just snapped, okay?
Vic, where the hell did you even get a lightsaber?
Look, I keep that thing on me at all times.
Oh, Vic, you're going to go away for a while.
I'm not going anywhere!
Vic... Santa Claus! Santa, are you okay?
Do I look like I'm okay, boy? I have a tree crushing my windpipe. I have seconds to live.
No, Santa, don't say that. What am I going to tell the children?
Tell them Santa's dead. He has died a violent death.
No, Santa, but what are they going to believe in now?
Hanukkah or something. Oh.
No!
You boys better find out who killed Santa Claus. It's a damn shame what happened here. The kids of the world will be devastated.
Hi, mate. Who do you think killed Santa Claus?
I don't know. Why would you even ask me that? I don't know. It's not like I'm the kind of person who would, like, know the kind of person who would kill Santa Claus. I don't know.
Oh, mate, look at this. I found a beer bottle, and it's got saliva on it. We should test it for DNA.
No. I mean, that could be anybody's beer bottle. I mean, it could be mine.
Why would it be your beer bottle at this crime scene?
But because I have a drinking problem, and I like to drink, and I come here to drink sometimes, so it's probably mine.
Oh, well, I'm still gonna test it for DNA.
No, Simmons! Damn it. I need to warn Vic. Hey.
What was all that noise?
So, Santa Claus is dead.
Santa Claus is real?
He's real dead is what he is.
What do you mean Santa Claus is dead?
Well, Vic kind of snapped. Like, he snapped Santa Claus's neck with a Christmas tree.
What? Vic killed Santa Claus?
Yeah, he did.
Well, go arrest Vic!
I can't do that.
Why do you protect this Vic guy so much?
Well, listen, me and Vic are childhood best friends. He always had my back growing up, you know? Like, when kids would give me wedgies, he'd cut their hands off. And if they gave me swirlies, he'd drown their entire family in a lake. That kind of thing. Honestly, I'm just kind of scared of him, and I don't want
to
do that.
Well, you have to go arrest him. You can't leave him on the streets. He's dangerous.
No. Look, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, okay? Everybody's happy. Your son's happy. He get to meet Santa Claus. We're all happy.
Well, I'm not happy. My son wants a $10,000 Gucci Xbox for Christmas.
Well, then just tell him no. Be an adult. Tell him that's an unreasonable thing to ask for. Look, Santa's dead. That should make it easy.
I guess you're right. The news is on.
Breaking news, okay? Santa Claus has been killed by an escaped convict named Saint Vicholas, also known as Vic. There's a $10,000 reward if you have any information on Vic that will lead to his arrest.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, you guys wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
You wouldn't rat out my friend for $10,000.
Well, look, we really need the money. Look, Jeffy wants a Gucci Xbox.
Oh, come on, don't rat Vic out just for an Xbox. He's got a good heart. Well, actually, he has several good hearts in his fridge because he sells human organs on the black market.
Well, you said that he got out of jail after 15 years, but the news says he's an escaped convict.
Well, yeah, he escaped after 15 years, but he was only supposed to serve 6.
6 years.
6 life sentences that he was convicted of. It would have been more, but they couldn't find where the bodies were buried because he ate them. So please don't turn him in.
Well, okay. Yeah. We won't turn him in, right, baby?
Of course not.
Yeah, we won't turn him in. But I have some more jobs for Vic to do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, thanks, man. It means so much that you're willing to help out my friend like this. What do you need him to do?
Well, my toilet's clogged, so do you think he can come unclog my toilet?
Oh, yeah, he's great at that. Oh, thank you so much. I'll go get him.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Okay.
Another cop. Okay, so just stand right there and wait a few minutes.
All right, are you sure Vic's coming?
Yeah, he's coming. So once you arrest him, I get $10,000, right?
Yep.
All right. That's him.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here to unclog your toilet.
None of those are toilet plungers.
I can make it work.
Come inside.
Hey, I really appreciate you hiring me. No one really likes to hire a guy who murdered someone.
Oh, yeah.
Where is your number? What? You set me up!
All right, here's your $10,000 for ratting out Vic.
Thank you so much. All right, baby, we can finally buy Jeffy that Gucci Xbox now.
Yay!
Hey, how'd Vic do? Oh, you did not.
No, we didn't get that money by ratting out Vic.
Well, where'd the money come from then?
Slinging leg.
Which is it?
Both?
The Tooth Fairy slings leg, and I'm her pimp, and that's my cut for the month.
Oh, that makes sense. The Tooth Fairy's pretty hot. So, you think I could get an appointment with her? Huh? Do I have to lose a tooth first, or how's that work? Or does it happen during? Is she a freak?
I'm so sorry. The Tooth Fairy's all booked up for the month.
Oh, that sucks. Well, could you put in a good word for me next time you see her? I mean, I'll put a tooth under my pillow to get in bed with her. You know what I mean?
I'll put in a good word for you, buddy.
All right, thanks, man. I'm going to go call Vic and see how he's doing.
Oh, no, don't call Vic. You heard what happened to Vic, right?
No, what happened?
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk is sending him to Mars.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, Vic is going to be the first guy on Mars.
Wow, that's great. Good for Vic. I'm so glad he'll finally be remembered for something good instead of killing Santa Claus and all those other people.
Yep, so don't even try calling him because there's no cell service in space.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go home. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's go buy Jeffy this Xbox.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Jeffy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Are you ready to open up your gift?
Well, it better be a Gucci Xbox or else I'm going to lose my shit.
What, just open it. It might be that.
All right, let me see. A Gucci box? I didn't want a Gucci box. I wanted a Gucci Xbox.
Well, open up the Gucci box. There might be another prize in there.
All right, let me see. Oh, a Gucci Xbox! It's a Christmas miracle! Santa Claus is real!
Marvin, do we tell him that Santa died?
No. Let's just enjoy Christmas.
You sit right there until the judge can see you. I'm not talking until I get a beer! You thought you can get rid of me? Remember, kids, be nice, not naughty.
All right.
right, Kraft. Today, we're going to be doing animal dissection. So each of you should have a dead animal on your desk, and you're going to cut it open with the kitchen knife I gave you.
Oh, man, this is so awesome. I get to cut open a frog and see what its insides look like? Hey, Cody, what animal did you get?
I get a pig.
Ah, you got your mom! That means you get to see what the inside of your mom looks like. Every guy knows what that looks like.
Ha! Your mom's a hoe, but no, she's not.
Hey, you know the last time your mom was cut open was when you were born because you were a C-section?
Ha! C-section!
I wasn't a C-section.
Yeah, you were.
Ha! Yeah, you were.
What? Teacher, why are we playing with knives? It seems really dangerous.
Hey, Cody, catch!
But no, damn it! Joseph, don't throw that!
Watch, I'm gonna throw it when you least expect it.
Teacher, can I move desks? Or can you at least tell Joseph to cut it the hell out?
Kraft, be careful with a knife! You could poke your eye out with that thing.
Hey,
Cody, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have a knife in my eye. Teacher, I'm gonna go to the nurse.
See, Kraft, that's why I told you to be careful. That's why you should always be wearing your safety goggles, even though I didn't provide any to you. And you can thank the school funding for that. But anyway, back to the animal dissection. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna cut down the abdomen of the animal that you have and pull out the stomach.
Whoa, dude! I cut his skull open, now I'm gonna get his brains out. Oh, look at how squishy it is!
But Joseph, you were supposed to cut open his stomach.
But dude, I wanted to play with his brain. Look, watch this. Splat! Sticky!
Oh, that's so awesome! No, I'm gonna get my brain out. Hey, Joseph, look, I got mine's brain out.
Oh, dude, I bet you won't throw it at the chalkboard.
I bet I will.
Oh, do it, dude.
After you get the stomach. Hey, who threw the brain? Hey! I know the brains look fun and squishy, but don't throw the brains at the board. Maybe after class.
Sorry, teacher.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Cody, I didn't know you were a pirate.
I'm not a pirate, Junior.
Then why do you have an eye patch?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because Joseph stabbed me in the eye, and then the nurse had to put a Band-Aid over it, but it didn't help because I'm permanently blind for life. Thanks, Joseph.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to cut out your animal's brain and throw it as hard as you can at the board.
Really?
Yeah, he said like, we could do it for fun.
And if you look up to the right, you'll be able to see your animal's heart. Who threw the brain?
Cody did it.
Cody, principal's office now!
But they said I was supposed to do it. The brain I was supposed to throw at the board.
No!
Screw you guys.
Sorry, Cody.
I hate this class.
Oh, I don't want to cut open this froggy.
What's wrong? It's already dead. Look at my pig. Look at his guts and his wiener.
Oh, okay. I guess I gotta cut open this froggy.
No, please don't do this.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. I got 14 tadpoles and a missus at home. Please don't kill me.
I don't want to kill you, but my teacher says I have to.
No, you don't. You can hide me. Listen, I was captured against me will, and I've been playing dead ever since. Please don't let me die.
Well, I guess I can get you out of here. I can take you home and show you to my daddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kraft, real quick, important announcement. You are not allowed to take your animals home. That's school policy, okay? So I'm going to come around to Kraft, and I want you to show me your animal stomach.
Oh, no! What do we do?
Hide me and say I'll run away.
Oh, that's a good idea. But where to hide you? Oh, I know. Hurry, jump inside my diaper.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, where's your animal stomach? Wait, Jeffy, where's your animal at?
He got up and ran away.
What? He ran away? Fast! Everyone be on the lookout for a frog! Jeffy, do you know where we get these animals from? Area 51. Because they're extremely intelligent, but very, very dangerous. So we have to kill them and dissect them to prevent them from taking over the world. But don't worry, Jeffy. I will not rest until I find your frog! All right, Crass, everyone can go home for the day. But make sure your animal is dead before you leave. And if you see that frog, make sure you call me directly.
All right, Mr. Froggy, let's get out of here.
Thank you so much. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Guess what's in my pants? It's green and covered in warts.
Jeffy, if it looks like that, it's been infected. What have you been doing to it?
Well, Daddy, I had it out on my desk at school, and your teacher wanted to see it, so I put it in my pants and I came home.
What? Jeffy, if your teacher wanted to see it, we have to call the cops. There's something wrong with him. And we have to call a doctor because it's green and covered in warts. That means there's something wrong. Jeffy, your wee-wee's not supposed to look like that.
Well, it's not my wiener, Daddy.
Oh, well, then what is it?
Well, close your eyes and turn around, and I'll pull it out and show you.
I'm scared, but okay.
Thank God I'm out of there. Don't you ever change your diaper.
All right, Dan, you can turn around now.
What? It's a frog?
Well, yeah, I'm a frog.
Oh, my God, it can talk!
Oh, of course.
course I can talk. You see my cousin in them commercials? Did you know that you can save 15% or more in 15 minutes on car insurance? Something like that.
Well, Jeffy, where'd you get a talking frog at?
Well, I got it from school. The teacher wanted me to cut him open, and so I saved his life.
That's true. He's my hero.
Aw, Marvin, Jeffy saved that frog's life.
Well, frog, it's time for you to go back outside where you came from.
Well, you know, this frog has a name.
What's your name?
Frogger.
Well, Frogger, you can go back outside, you can get ran over by cars and pee on plants or whatever you need to do.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, Jeffy, I'll see you later, mate. Thanks for everything.
All right, bye, Frogger.
Marvin, I'll see you later, too.
Okay, bye. All right, Jeffy, no more bringing amphibians into the house.
What about frogs?
Frogs are amphibians, Jeffy.
Well, then why didn't you just say that instead of saying amphibians or something?
Oh, Jeffy, look, just no more bringing animals into the house, okay? So go to your room.
All right, Daddy.
Gotta call the chief.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is.
Sergeant Frogger, you made it out alive, you son of a bitch.
I told you I'd make it out.
Great job, Sergeant. Now you know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Kill all humans.
Make them pay for all those frogs that died in those school dissections.
With pleasure.
What was that?
Sorry, I got a frog in my throat.
Hope it's not my wife.
Oh, man, I don't know what to cook tonight.
Oh, hello there.
Wait, is that a frog? Oh, I can make frog legs. Hey, give me your legs, Froggy.
Or we can make something different tonight. How about Chef Arms?
Chef Arms?
Yeah. One down, billions to go.
All right, baby, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Ooh, let's watch a scary movie.
But which one do you want to watch?
You should watch Scream.
Roger, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi there, Marvin. You want to know what I'm going to do with this knife?
What?
I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Get it? I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit will hurt. Ribbit. I'm a frog. Frogs say ribbit.
You're going to kill me with how long you're explaining this joke.
What?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because humans have been slicing up frogs for years. I think I'm going to slice you up.
Oh, no.
Marvin, what do we do?
Look, there's a fly.
Oh, you think I'm going to fall for that? Ooh, get over here, little bugger.
Run!
Hey, come back here!
Run in the pantry, run in the pantry!
Boy, get back here, you!
Oh, baby, close the door!
I know you're in there.
Marvin, call the cops.
Wait, let me get my phone. Come on, answer the phone, it's the phone!
Open up.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh yes, please send help! Help!
Okay, what's going on?
There's a frog!
A frog?
Yeah, a big scary frog.
Sir, you're a grown man. Why are you afraid of a frog?
Because he's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think you have ranidophobia. That's a fear of frogs.
Yeah, I have ranidophobia. I ran the f*** away from this frog trying to kill me.
Okay, frogs can't kill you. They're not dangerous. Except for poison dart frogs. They can kill you. They're very dangerous. They're all colorful. They look like candy, but if you eat them, you'll die. Is it a poison dart frog?
No, it's a really big frog.
Marvin, don't forget to tell him about the knife.
Who is that?
It's the frog. He can talk.
A talking frog?
Yeah, he has a knife.
Sir, are you on something? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. He's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think I could call you an ambulance so they can get you mentally checked out.
No, please just come help me. The frog's trying to kill me. Look, I'm in my pantry, and he's trying to kill me, and he said he's going to stab me in the rib. It'll hurt. He said he'll stab me in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit?
Like ribbit? Oh, this is a prank call. Bye.
No.
Marvin, open the door.
Marvin, it's not locked.
Did you say it's not locked?
Oh, no.
Open the door. Open the door. Marvin, open the door.
Hey, Mr. Froggy, what doing?
Oh, hey there, Jeffy. Me and your parents are just playing hide and seek.
Why do you have a knife?
Oh, we were just about to cut some cake and have some fun.
Help, Jeffy, help!
Why is she screaming?
She's saying, help! Cut the cake! She wants to help cut the cake, so that's why I'm trying to get in here.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, they're showing at the door. I'll go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Marvin! Here's Froggy!
Hello?
Jeffy, there's a tracker in the frog, and I tracked it to your house. Get to safety. I'll handle the frog.
Okay.
Come on, Marvin! I just want to slice you open!
Frogger, we meet again.
Jackie Chew,
What are you doing here?
You should have never escaped, because your death would have been quick and painless. But now you suffer.
Now you're gonna be the one that suffers long and painful.
We'll see about that. Two in the pig, one in the stink!
Oh, no, please! Give me a second chance, I'll change!
It looks like I'm eating frog legs tonight!
Thank you so much, Jackie Chew, for saving our life.
Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, today's been a weird day.
Every day's a weird day in our life.
True.
Hey, Danny, look what I found. Can I keep him?
What? No, Jeffy, you can't keep any random animals that you found outside.
Marvin, what could go wrong with a pig?
Well, the frog tried to kill us.
That was a frog.
I guess you're right. I guess you can keep the pig.
Hey, Chief, they don't suspect a thing. We'll finally get payback from all that bacon they've been eating.
Excellent!
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Junior, there's this new TV show called Blue's Clues, and we have to watch it. It's about this blue dog that, like, solves crimes, and there's this guy who can jump inside paintings, and he can talk to food seasonings, and sometimes he even gets mail and he can talk to it.
That's not a real show.
Junior, I promise it is.
Well, I want to watch it. Help me find the remote.
Okay.
Where's the TV remote at?
Where is it?
What? Junior, the TV's turning off and on.
Why is it doing that? Is my house possessed by ghosts?
Oh, dude, I'm scared.
Oh, no, there's a ghost in the house.
Yeah, that's strange.
It's Dave.
Wait, stop.
I'm writing a letter to
okay, me. Well, maybe it was just a glitch in the TV.
Only
all right, I'll find the remote.
Wait, look, now the volume's going up.
What? It has to be a ghost.
Wait, Jeffy, is the remote in your pants?
No, I'm just rocking a full solid right now. Some people tuck it in their waistband, but I tuck mine in my collar.
Wait, hold on. It is in your pants, Jeffy!
Oh, honest mistake. I thought it was something else.
All right, Cody, I'm gonna switch to the channels. Tell me when you find the show.
Okay. Ooh, wait, Junior, the news!
Breaking news, MK! Floyd Mayweather has made $100 million fighting Logan Paul.
What? That guy got $100 million just to fight someone?
I'll fight someone for $100 million.
Dude, I'll punch Cody for $100 million.
I'll punch Cody for $100 million.
Where's my $100 million?
Where's my $100 million?
Yeah, that's like $300 million right there.
Guys, nobody is going to pay you $100 million just to hit me.
Well, that guy got $100 million to hit someone.
But that's because he's a professional boxer and he won 50 times.
I'll fight 50 people for $100 million.
Yeah, so if I record Jeffy fighting 50 people, will he get $100 million?
No, because he's not a boxer.
Well, the Paul guy's not a boxer. He got money.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Wait, so if I record Jeffy knocking out 50 people, they'll give us $100 million?
Well, I mean, if you show him the video, he might accept a fight.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, Jeffy, I'm gonna grab my phone, and I'm gonna record you knocking out 50 people.
All right, let's do it.
All right, guys, I got my phone. Jeffy, you ready to knock some people out?
Yeah, let's do it!
Who's he gonna knock out first, Junior?
Joseph, you up first.
Wait, what me? I don't wanna get knocked out.
Because, Joseph, we have to knock out 50 people. That's a lot of people. And plus, Jeffy's gonna split the money, right?
Yeah, because you guys are helping me.
That's $100 million split four ways. That's $25 million. You're saying you're not gonna get knocked out for $25 million?
I guess.
All right, so I want you and Jeffy to fight, all right? Round one, fight. Oh, you got knocked out. Oh, how's it feel to win?
Oh, it feels great. First round TKO, totally called it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to fight someone else next.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to go fight Chef Peepee, all right?
All right, let's do it.
Oh, my God, this looks so good. Oh, I think it's missing a few more goldfish.
Hey, Chef Peepee.
Junior, why are you recording me?
Oh, he's out. Oh, how's it feel to win again?
Feels great, totally called it. Two times in a row, 2 KOs.
Yeah, 2-0. Oh, how'd you feel about that?
It didn't really seem fair. He didn't even see it coming.
You gotta watch out for that left hook. It's really powerful.
While you're cooking?
Yep, even while you're cooking. The first rule of boxing is always be prepared.
Well, who's he gonna knock out now, Junior?
Call your parents.
I'm not letting him knock out my parents.
You're not gonna be letting him knock out your parents. It's up to you if your parents can fight or not.
Well, my mom is pretty scrappy.
Look, call your parents, and we're gonna knock him out right at the door. He can get 2-1 fight.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey there. Cody said we should come over.
Hey, you recording us? Because I don't consent. I got a warrant.
Oh, I've always wanted to be on television. Hello, world. My name is Judy. I'm single.
What is that woman?
All right, Jeffy, go.
Ding, ding. Ain't nobody can hit my woman but me. Ding, ding.
Oh, 4-0. Oh, undefeated. Woo! Woo! Jeffy, how's it feel to be 4-0 undefeated?
Amazing, Junior!
Are my parents okay? I didn't want to watch.
Oh, they drop like flies.
Well, can we at least knock out your parents now? Or at least your dad, since you don't have a mom?
Cody, trust me. If I had a mom, I'd knock her out for $25 million.
Well, Junior, do you really think it's worth all the money to give 50 people brain damage?
Yeah. It's $25 million, Cody. All right, Jeffy, you're going to knock out my dad next, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm getting high. Look, guys. Look at how high I am.
Oh, Charlie, you're so funny.
All right, Jeffy, there's my dad in bed. I want you to put him to sleep.
You want me to read him a bedtime story first?
Yeah, read him The Three Little Pigs.
All right. Well, the first little piggy built his house out of straw. And the second little piggy built his house out of bricks. And the third little piggy just hired me to stand outside of his house.
Man, what are you guys doing here?
Ah! Oh! 5-0! 5-0! Undefeated! Champion undefeated!
Ah! Warrior!
Woo-woo!
Woo!
Knock out your dad?
Oh, yeah, he put him to sleep.
Night.
He gave him that one piece with no honey mustard.
No biscuit, no drink, he got ripped off.
Well, who are you gonna knock out next?
Anyone who steps in front of me?
Well, Jeffy, you kind of been knocking out nobodies. Nobody's gonna think you're a real fighter. You need to knock out like a celebrity, somebody that everybody knows.
What celebrity is gonna let you knock him out?
My dad was watching Charlie and Friends. What if he knocks out Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
What, you really think he'd let you do that?
Yeah, we just gotta find him.
Well, I'm pretty sure he records his episodes in your house, so let's just go downstairs and get him.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. All right, Jeffy, you're about to do your first celebrity boxing match. How do you feel?
Feeling good, Junior. About to go 6-0.
How are you feeling?
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie.
Where's the crowd from? Wait, why do you have a box?
Oh, I thought we were boxing.
All right, guys, and fight.
Uh-oh.
Oh, 6-0! 6-0!
6-0!
Undefeated! Woo! 6-0, you just knocked out Charlie and Friends.
Well, he knocked out Charlie, not all his friends.
Oh, Jeffy, you should have knocked out all of Charlie's friends. That would have been a lot of people.
Oh, man.
Well, who are you going to knock out now, Jeffy?
Well, we haven't knocked out my mommy and daddy yet.
Oh, yeah, let's go fight your mom and dad.
Well, let's do it.
These aren't really fights. He's just kind of hitting people.
It doesn't matter. He's undefeated. They can always hit him back. They're choosing not to fight back. Come on.
Marvin, didn't I do a good job making dinner tonight?
Yep, you did a really good job putting these pizza rolls in the oven for 15 minutes.
Aw, thank you. Jeffy, time for dinner.
Wait, Jeffy, why do you have boxing gloves on?
Ding, ding, pow.
What? Jeffy, you can't hit her like that.
Ding, ding, pow.
Ah! Woo! Jeffy is now 8-0.
Who can beat me? Who can beat me?
I don't know. Maybe somebody who can actually fight back.
Well, Cody, you just sound jealous. Look, we only have to knock out 42 more people.
What, before he gets life in jail?
No, before he can fight Floyd Mayweather and get us $100 million.
Well, Junior, there's no way we can show him knocking out 42 more people. That would take like an hour.
You're right. We need a montage. It's montage time!
How many people did he knock out, Junior?
I think he's 31-0.
Oh, great. He only needs 19 more.
Jeffy.
Huh?
Do it.
Okay.
Ow!
Do you give up?
Yes!
Oh, 32-0.
Great. Now you only need 18 more.
Where are we going to find 18 more people to knock out?
Breaking news, okay? There is a crazy lunatic that is running around and punching people in the face. If you see this man, call 911 immediately.
Oh. Ugh. 33-0.
Oh, my God, Jeffy. Now you only need 17 more and you can fight Floyd Mayweather.
Junior, didn't you see the news? He's wanted by the police. You have to stop this.
Well, no, we just have a few more and we can fight Floyd Mayweather for $100 million.
Junior, that's not gonna happen.
There's someone at the door. Jeffy, come on. It might be Floyd Mayweather. You can knock him out.
It's not Floyd.
Hello, Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, I'm looking for Jeffy.
Oh, no, it's the cops, Junior!
Oh, you can't arrest us now. We're so close.
Okay, so he is the one who's been knocking people out.
Yeah, but it's for a good reason. Don't arrest us.
Oh, I'm not here to arrest you. I'm here to thank you. See, one of the people he knocked out happened to be my wife, and I've been wanting to do that for years. God, she is so annoying. But why did you knock out my wife?
Well, because we want to fight Floyd Mayweather and be like him.
Oh, well, I guess that's one way to do it. I mean, he knocked out his wife, and now he's getting millions of dollars.
Exactly. So we thought if we could knock out 50 people on camera, Floyd Mayweather whether it would fight us for $100 million.
Oh, well, I mean, if you need to knock out somebody else, if I get knocked out on duty, I get to go home, and I get a Purple Heart.
Oh, so Jeffy can knock you out?
Yeah, sure.
I do, Jeffy.
All right, sweet.
Ah! 34, no!
Who was at the door, Junior? Was it Floyd Mayweather?
No, it was a cop, and Jeffy knocked him out.
He did what? Okay, Junior, this has gone too far. I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
You have to be a part of it. You're next to be knocked out.
No, I already got hit.
Well, you have glasses, so you're like two. You have two sets of eyes, so you count as two people.
What? No, Junior, it's your turn to get knocked out.
Well, that's gonna hurt. I don't want to get hit.
Well, yeah, of course it's gonna hurt, Junior, but you have to do it.
No, I can find 16 more people. Where can I find 16 more people? Oh, the people watching this video!
Oh, yeah!
You can knock them out! Alright, guys, everyone at home, put your nose up against the glass, okay, of your phone, of the TV, or the computer, whatever your watch is on, put your nose up against the glass, and Jeffy's about to knock you out.
Alright.
Oh! You just got knocked out! That's like a million and oh! That's like a million, or 2 million and oh! However many views this video got, that's how many people Jeffy just knocked out!
Oh, yeah, Junior.
And if you hit the like button, that means you just got back up, and it didn't hurt, and you're awesome, and you have a lot of friends.
But if you hit the dislike button, it means you have no friends.
Yeah, if you hit the dislike button, that means you got knocked out, and you have no friends.
And you're not cool.
And you're not cool, so if you hit the dislike button, you're dumb. But if you hit the like button, that means you got back up, and you said that didn't hurt at all, right?
Woo! Yeah, for sure, Junior.
Yeah. So, I think we have all the proof we need to fight Floyd Mayweather. So let's call Steve Stahlberger and get this fight set up and show him all the footage I got.
Well, let's do it.
Hello?
Hello, it's me, Steve Stahlberger.
Maybe he'll get up soon, Jeffy.
That was some hit, kid.
What, Jeffy? You're not supposed to hit him again. Now it's going to take forever for him to wake up.
Those were some hits, kid. So why'd you call me?
Well, me and Jeffy went around, and I recorded him knocking out as many people as I could. He knocked out like 30 people on camera, but then he knocked out a million people around the world.
He knocked out a million people?
Yep, and he's never been defeated, so we want to fight Floyd Mayweather for $100 million.
Well, Floyd Mayweather's retired.
What, retired? Why?
Well, he just did his last fight, so he's done. Yesterday's news.
Well, then who can we fight for $100 million?
Well, you could fight D-Money. He's never lost.
Oh, Jeffy could definitely knock him out, right?
Yeah, well, I can take D-Money.
Okay, but I have to warn you. D-Money's knocked out more people than just an unexpecting old man on your front doorstep.
Well, it doesn't matter. Jeffy can knock out anyone. I've seen him knock out a lot of people.
Okay, I'll set it up for tonight. And whoever wins gets $100 million.
Oh, my God. Jeffy, you're about to fight D-Money for $100 million.
Yeah.
Woo! $100 million! Yeah. Hello, and welcome to Living Room Boxing. We couldn't get a boxing ring on such short notice, so we're doing it in the living room. In the left corner, my left, we have, with a record of 65-0, weighing at 180 pounds, D-Money.
Ooh, 65-0, undefeated champion of the world, 100 million every fight, 100 million every night.
In the right corner, my right, we have, with a record of 2 million and 0, weighing at 110 pounds, Jeffy.
My balls itch, and I can't itch them with these gloves.
All right, boxers, please meet in the middle of the living room. All right, gentlemen, we're gonna have infinite rounds until somebody gets knocked out, because that's what the world wants to see. All right, get ready, gentlemen. 1, 2, 3... Go!
All right, man, you ready to go? Let's go, man. Ooh, look at you. You about to get knocked out, too. Ooh, just got you 4 times. Ooh, again. You ain't want this. Ooh, come on, man. Fight back. What you doing? Oh, man, stop trying to hook me, man. Get off, man. Let's go. Ooh, what you doing? Ooh, where am I going? I'm over here. Ooh, look at you right there. Ooh, outside, man. Stop trying to hook me, man. Oh, hell, man. You trying to kiss me? Man, I'm getting tired. Oh, God.
I can't believe what I'm seeing here, folks. Jeffy just defeated the undefeated, well, now defeated, D-Money. How's it feel, kid?
You know, it feels great. Yeah, kind of warm out in the beginning. Had to throw up some blocks. And then I kissed him. He wasn't expecting that, so I felt like I got the upper hand on that one. And then I finished him off with a strong uppercut in the end, and
Here he is.
Well, Jeffy, you just won $100 million.
Oh, yeah, that feels good, too. But taxes sucks. That's probably going to eat about half of that, but we'll be all right.
Woo! Jeffy won $100 million!
This is totally worth it!
Woo! I'm just going to lay out my money all day.
You mean my money?
What are you doing here?
Remember when he punched me in the face on the news?
Yeah.
Well, my face is insured for over $100 million, so I'm suing you for $100 million.
Oh man, we're gonna lose all this money that Jeffy just won. We just have to fight 50 more people so we can win this money again. Ooh, ooh, Jeffy, they're still watching. Punch him in the face so we can win the money.
All right.
Passed out your test from yesterday. And just to let you all know, everyone did bad.
Oh no, we all did bad.
Dang it, dude, I can't fail again.
You must be lying, because I know I didn't fail.
I didn't fail either.
All right, Patrick, here's your test back. You failed.
Oh, man.
Here you go, Roy. You failed.
That's totally not cool.
And here you go, little T. You failed.
Oh, man.
Obviously, you failed, Jeffy.
Oh, man, you're telling me all the answers aren't 7?
And of course you failed, Bori.
Whatever, I didn't even try.
All right, Junior, here your test. You failed.
Failed? My dad's totally gonna ground me.
Ha ha, Junior, you failed.
Shut up, Penelope.
And here you go, Penelope. Here your test. You failed.
What? I've never failed a test in my life. This must be a mistake.
Ha ha.
And Joseph, here you go. Here your test. You failed.
Oh, man. Well, at least I don't have parents to check my grades.
Wow, that really does suck for you guys. I can't believe I'm the only one in the class who didn't
fail. Is what you did, Cody. There your test.
Fail? No. I don't fail. No, you must have graded this wrong. No. I was in a rush.
All right, stop your whining, Crass. You all failed, which means you're all done.
Come on, teacher. There must be some extra credit we can do. I have to wipe this F off my record. You could have at least just given me a big, hard D.
Extra credit? I'm glad you said that, Cody, because I have a series of games we could play, and it's ironic because I'm Korean. But how would you Crass right to play the games, and the winner of those games gets an A in the Crass for the whole year, and no homework?
No homework for a year?
Games? I love games!
An A for the whole year? Yes!
We want to play!
Okay, good. Everyone wants to break. So the first game we're going to play...
Who's that?
Who, him? Oh, that's my friend. He's just cold all the time, so he likes to wear a jacket, a mask, and gloves. But anyway...
Why does he have a gun?
Because he's got to stay strapped, because the streets are tough. But anyway, the first game we're going to play is red right, green right. So what you're going to do is, everyone's going to line up at the back of the class, and when I say green light, you're going to run towards the board. But when I say red light, you're going to stop. If you're moving when I say red light... then you're going to get eliminated by getting shot with the Nerf gun. Okay? And whoever reaches the board is safe. But whoever doesn't is eliminated. So everyone, go to the back of the class. We're about to start.
Oh, man, this is so cool. All I have to do is win a few games and I get no homework for a year?
Junior, don't pretend you're going to win this. I'm going to get that A.
This isn't a math game, dude. This is red light, green light. It's about who's the fastest.
Yeah, dude. Guys, why don't we all work together? That way we all get A's.
Shut up, Penelope.
Yeah, shut up, Penelope. I'm going to win this.
All right, let me repeat the rules. On green right, you run towards the board. When I say red right, you stop. If you move on red right, you're going to get eliminated with the Nerf gun. Okay, let's begin. Green right!
That's super fast, dude!
Red right!
Did he just get shot?
Jesus Christ!
Dude, it was just a Nerf bullet!
I think he's actually dead.
Nobody move.
Anybody moving? All right. Green right!
Start walking, dude.
No, Cody, you start walking.
I'm not moving.
Jeffy, are you gonna move?
Yeah!
Red light! Alright, that's 2 dead so far. Green right!
Run towards the board!
I made it to the board. I'm safe.
Me too. Me too.
Me too.
Did you go crazy?
Dude, I'm so happy to be alive.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Congratulations, Crass. You finished this round. Now go back to your desk and get ready for the next game. Get the dead bodies out of here and get the cookies ready.
Yeah, just doing my neighborhood patrol since they took my cop car away. Wait a minute. Do I smell burning bodies? Huh. It smells like it's coming from inside this grill. Let's take a look.
Jesus Christ! Holy guacamole! Jinkies! How'd that get in there? That's not good! I should really do something about this instead of opening and closing this grill over and over again!
Okay, all right, they're already dead, but let's think about this. Okay, if I hide behind this grill, whoever put the bodies in there will probably come back with more bodies, and then I can catch them. All right.
Oh, dude, I don't want to play this anymore.
Me either. It's not worth dying.
But we have to play so that we all pass.
Yeah, I'd rather die than fail.
Teacher, can we stop playing?
Yeah.
All right, class, this is how it works. If you don't want to play the games anymore, then majority of you have to vote to stop playing. So there are 7 of you, so that means 4 of you have to vote to not play the game anymore. So, who doesn't want to keep playing?
I don't want to play anymore. You can count me out.
Yeah, and I don't want to play anymore either.
But Junior, isn't your dad going to ground you if you fail?
I guess you're right. When my dad sees my grades, he's pretty much going to kill me anyway. I guess I'll keep playing.
I don't want to play anymore, because this is too crazy for me.
I don't want to play anymore either, because I'm Roy, and I'm too cool to play this, and I have too much to live for.
All right, Crass. That's 3 people who voted to quit playing. You need 1 more vote in order to stop playing the games. Jeffy, what do you want to do?
Come on, dude. End the games. It's not worth not having homework for a year.
Wait, no homework for a whole year? I want to keep playing.
Okay, that means we're going to keep playing these games.
Yes!
Woohoo! Yeah!
Oh, you guys suck. This isn't worth dying for.
All right, Crass. The next game we're going to play is called Misfortune Cookies. So if you want to have a cookie in any of these shapes, what shape would you pick? On the piece of paper in front of you, draw the shape of the cookie you would want.
Ooh, I want a circle cookie, because Chips Ahoy cookies are circles.
That's very creative, Junior.
Ooh, I'm going to do triangle, like a Christmas tree.
Ooh, I'm going to do a square, because it reminds me of the box I'm going to live in when I'm homeless.
You guys are all picking lame shapes. I'm going to do the star cookie.
All right, I think everyone's done drawing their shapes. Hey, you, go pass out the cookies.
I chose a square because it looks like SpongeBob SquarePants.
I chose a star because I am one. I'm cool.
I chose triangle because it looks like the tip of my pee-pee.
What the hell is this?
This is a weird cookie.
Can we eat it?
No, Crass, you cannot eat the cookie.
Too late.
All right, Crass, you cannot eat the cookie. What you're supposed to do is cut the shape out of the cookie without breaking the shape. If you break the shape, you'll get eliminated.
Oh, come on, that's impossible. I got the hardest shape.
Yeah, my shape's really hard.
I got the easiest shape.
Mine's easy too, dude. Ha, looks like I'm moving to the next round.
Oh, where do I even start?
I did it, I did it.
I did it too.
Great, I'm really happy for you guys. Oh, God, oh, yeah, that's not stressful at all. I'm doing it, okay? Jeez, just, oh, boy. Oh, don't break, don't break, don't break. Well, I love you, Ken.
Ah! Tony, die!
Dude, hurry up! Don't die!
Okay, I'll try. Oh, poor Cody.
Mr. Jacket, dude, I broke mine. Can I have another one?
They killed Roy! Roy!
I thought Roy was too cool to die.
Come on, Junior, take your cookie out.
I'll take you out on a date and pull those pigtails.
I hope your cookie breaks.
I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Teacher, I'm done. Am I allowed to eat the cookie now?
Yes, Crass. If you successfully get the shape out, you can eat the cookie.
Yes, dude, I'm hungry.
I'm not eating this. I don't know where it's been.
Oh,
I don't know how to do this.
Better hurry up, Junior.
Oh, I'm going.
All right, class. You've got 10 more seconds to get the shape out of the cookie, or else he's going to blow your brains out.
Hurry, dude.
Oh, I'm hurrying.
No.
I don't want to mess this up.
Hurry up, Junior.
Six. Come on. I believe in you, dude. Five. I don't want you to die.
Four. Oh. Three. Here it goes. I'm going to try to break it.
Two. One.
I did it. I didn't break it.
Yes, dude.
Aw, man. I wanted it to break.
Oh, I move on to the next round.
Congratulations, Crass. Four of you are moving on to the next round. All right, go get rid of all the dead bodies. All right, Crass, we're going to take a quick break so I can get your next game set up.
I switch sheets.
Guys, what do you think the next game's going to be?
Well, there's four of us, so maybe we'll play four square.
No, dude, it's going to be freeze tag, and if you get tagged, you die.
Well, I think whoever has the shortest wiener's going to die, so you can go ahead and shoot me.
Aha! You're the one that's been doing this. Come here.
All right, Crass. For the next game, you're going to need to pick a partner. So go ahead and choose someone to be partners with.
Pick a partner?
Ooh, pick me, dude. I'm your best friend.
I know, Joseph, but what if the next game is to make a baby? I want to be partners with Penelope.
If that's the next game, go ahead and shoot me.
Dude, that's not going to be the next game. We're kids. Pick me.
I guess you're right, Joseph. Let's be partners.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. Nah, that means I need to be partners with a girl with boobies.
We got this, Jeffy. We're going to win.
No, me and Joseph are going to win.
Yeah.
All right, Crass. Now that you have your partners, let's start the next game. Wait, where'd my little guy go with the gun? Oh, damn it, let me go see where he went.
Ugh, all right, I took that guy's suit. Oh, man, this thing's sick. I'm gonna wear it when I go skiing.
Hey, what's taking you so long?
I had to pee.
You're not supposed to talk, come on!
What?
All right, stand right there and shut up!
Is this a classroom?
Shut up!
Okay, jeez.
All right, Crass, so the next game we're gonna play is heads or tails. So each group is gonna get one quarter, and then each of you is gonna pick a side, either heads or tails. And then you're gonna flip that quarter, and whatever side the quarter lands on, whoever had that side gets to live, and the other person gets shot by this guy.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, let's get started.
Oh, man, Joseph, I don't want to play this anymore.
Me either, dude. I thought we were gonna be on the same team, not going against each other.
I don't want you to die, Joseph.
I don't want you to die, dude.
Well, once getting these over with, what side do you want?
Tails never fails.
All right, well, that means I'm heads.
Well, wait. What side is it? I can't see in this mask.
It's tails, so I win.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't really know what the hell I'm supposed to do.
You're supposed to shoot him. I won.
Like with this Nerf gun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's that going to do?
Jesus Christ, is this a real gun?
Yeah, they make it look like a Nerf gun.
No. I'm shutting this shit down right now.
All right, that's it. I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm a cop, and you're under arrest.
Okay, well, you see this remote control?
Yeah.
And you see that suit you're wearing?
Yeah.
Well, if I press this button on this remote control, that suit will self-destruct.
Well, looks like I'm shooting some people.
That's what I thought.
All right, you better hurry up and flip that coin.
Joseph, what side do you want?
The side that'll win?
What side would you choose?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, it's literally 50-50, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, help me choose.
Listen, kid, if I tell you what side to pick and you pick that one and then you die, I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to have to live with that on my conscience, especially because I'm going to be the one who shoots you.
Well, ooh, what if we both choose heads? Yeah, if we both choose heads and it lands on heads, can we both live?
Yeah, I like that.
What if they both pick heads and it lands on heads? Can they both live?
You can't do that. One's got to pick tails and one's got to pick heads.
Sorry, you heard him. You gotta pick one or the other.
Okay, well, what if when we flip the quarter, it lands on the side of the quarter? Like, it doesn't land on each side.
Yeah.
What if when they flip it, it lands on the side of the coin and not either of the other sides?
Well, by the off chance of that happening, you flip the quarter again. You keep flipping it until it lands on a side.
Yeah, you heard him. You gotta flip it again.
Well, what if it never lands on a side? What if it keeps landing?
I think he's gonna insist that it lands on one side or the other.
Okay, Joseph, what side do you want?
Oh, I want tails, dude.
Well, no, I want a tails.
Dude, I want it first.
Okay, how about we flip the quarter to find out who gets tails?
If you don't flip the quarter right now, I'm shooting both of you.
Oh, okay. I'll be heads.
Okay.
All right, flip the quarter. It's heads. Shoot him.
Wait, I thought it was your friend, dude.
Well. We're down to the final two. Junior and Penelope.
What's the next game gonna be?
Shut up! It's on the board!
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. I just can't really see too good out of this mask.
Shut your PlayStation controller face up! Alright, anyway, Junior and Penelope, your final game is one round of rock, paper, scissors. You're going to play that round, and whoever loses gets eliminated. And the last person standing is the winner.
You ready, Junior?
Why is your hand in your skirt?
Because I don't want you to see what I picked.
Can I put my hand up your skirt to choose what I want?
Just go.
What would you pick?
Listen, man, you're on your own this time.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Ew, why does your finger smell like fish?
Oh my god, I won!
Wait, what is it? I can't see in this mask. This mask sucks.
He has paper and I have scissors.
No, this is rock.
That's not a rock, Junior.
Yeah, it is. It's a very flat rock.
No.
No, this is a flat rock.
Okay, listen, I'm getting tired of this.
Oh my god, I won!
Yay, my daughter won!
What, Dad?
Yeah?
What are you doing here? This is awful!
Oh, come on, it's not like I signed up for this. Did you not hear the thing about the suit exploding?
Congratulations, Penelope! You're the winner of Squid Game! I don't know why it's called that, but you're the winner! So that means you get an A+ for the rest of the year and no more homework.
Yay!
Congratulations, Penelope. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, so just go home and tell your mother that she is a fat cow and tell her to stop eating so much.
That's why you got divorced, Dad.
Yeah, it is. And now I'm going to go home to my other wife I don't like.
Who are you?
It's just me, Karen.
Boy, is that you?
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like a ninja?
It's just, I had a thing I had to do.
Well, how was your day, Boyney?
I just, you know what, I really just don't want to talk about it.
Finally get a day to just sit back, relax, and not go anywhere.
Come on, Marvin. We're all going to the beach.
What? The beach?
Yes, the beach. It'll be fun.
Yeah, Dad. I'm a swimming whale poop.
I don't want to go to the beach. It's hot and sandy. I don't like it.
But, Marvin, it's a beautiful day out. We need to be outside.
No, I don't want to go.
And, Dad, I'm also going to tan my beach balls.
Well, I'm not going. You guys go. I'm going to stay here.
No, we're all going, Marvin.
You're being a stupid beach.
Very mature. Come on. Marvin, isn't the beach so nice?
No, I hate it. It's hot. I want to go home.
Marvin, stop whining. Just try to relax.
Hey, Dan, can you help me build a sandcastle?
No, I don't want to play in the sand. I don't want to get all sandy.
Marvin, go build a sandcastle with Jeffy.
I don't want to.
Well, can I go play in the water?
No, Jeffy, you might drown.
Marvin, let him have some fun. Yes, Jeffy, you can go swimming. Just don't go out too far.
Yay!
Can we go home yet?
No, Marvin, we just got here.
I'll just lay on the towel.
Water? Scary water? What the hell?
See, Marvin? Isn't this relaxing?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Jeffy? Marvin, Jeffy's drowning!
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Marvin, go save him!
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Go help!
I don't know.
Huh? Someone needs help?
I got you, bro. Don't worry, I got you. I'm not gonna let you drown.
Oh my god! Thank you for saving him!
We're not out of the woods yet. Breathe, damn it, breathe!
Oh, you saved my life, mister!
Well, thank you for saving our son.
Yeah, it's what I do.
Wait. Brad?
What, Rose? I haven't seen you in forever.
What, you know each other?
Yeah, he's one of my exes, Marvin.
You didn't tell me about Brad.
He was not important enough to come up.
Hey, what's up, man? My name's Brad, with a big D at the end. Because when a girl goes on a date with me, that's what she gets at the end. A big D.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Brad. Thanks for saving our son. Let's go.
No, Marvin, wait. We should do something nice. We should invite him to dinner.
We don't have to do anything nice for him. He's a lifeguard. He's supposed to save people.
Well, I'm actually not a lifeguard. I was just laying on the beach, working on my perfect tan, and I saw that kid needed help, so I just did what any good person would do.
Well, that's nice. That's really nice, Brad. So we're going to leave now.
No, Marvin, we have to thank him.
We don't have to thank him.
Brad, come to dinner tonight.
Okay, but I'm pescatarian, so I only eat fish. But you know that, wouldn't you, Rose?
He likes salmon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's real nice. All right, well, we're going to leave. Come on, Jeffy.
Jeffy, I'm so glad you're okay.
I can't believe you invited your ex to dinner.
Wow, thanks for caring, Daddy.
Marvin, he saved Jeffy's life.
Who cares?
Again, thanks for caring, Daddy.
Well, you didn't save him, Marvin.
I would have if I would have had a swimming suit on. I had this outfit on.
Your only outfit?
Yeah, and to be fair, Daddy, you did wear a tie to the beach.
I didn't want to go to the beach. You literally dragged me there.
Marvin, we're going to thank him and cook him a nice dinner.
I'm not cooking him dinner. I'm not doing anything for that weirdo.
Well, fine. Chef Pee-Pee will do it then.
Chef Pee-Pee?
Yes, Chef Pee-Pee. I already paid him.
You paid Chef Pee-Pee to cook dinner for him?
Yes, Marvin. We don't have much, but we can thank him over a nice dinner.
Why do we have to thank him? I'm sure you thanked him enough when y'all dated. How'd you even meet the guy anyway?
I was in California at the Santa Monica Pier, and we hooked up a couple of times.
Jeez, a couple times?
I was young, Marvin. It didn't mean anything.
If it didn't mean anything, then why is saving Jeffy meaning something to you? Like, don't talk to the guy. I don't like him.
You don't have to like him, Marvin, but we do have to thank him over a nice dinner.
Why does it have to be a dinner? Why can't we write him a letter?
You want to write him a letter.
Yeah, I'll write him two letters. F you.
Marvin!
Oh, that's a good one, Daddy. Give me four fingers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was smooth.
Go downstairs and help Chef Pee-Pee cook the dinner.
Oh, I'll help, all right. Oh, I'll do stuff to the food.
This looks delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, my wife said you're cooking dinner.
Oh, yeah, I just got done.
This looks amazing!
I know, thank you.
What are you doing?
What? Is it not supposed to look good?
No, my wife's inviting her ex-boyfriend over for dinner.
Oh, with her ex? Oh, why don't you just break up with her?
Well, her ex kind of saved Jeffy's life. He was drowning, and she wants to make it up to him by bringing him over for dinner.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Well, I thought you sucked at cooking. I thought you made disgusting food.
Well, not when I'm getting paid. And your wife paid me $20, so I went all out.
Well, I'll pay you 20 extra more dollars to spit in the food. Like, I want you to do gross things to it. Like, when he eats his food, I want him to throw up. Like, when he sees his food, I want him to never want to come back ever again. That's how gross I want to be.
Oh, you want me to go all out?
Yeah, I want you to ruin this food.
Okay, let's start with this.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's rub it all over the toilet.
Yeah, grab the salmon.
Yeah. All right, Marvin, I'm going to clean the toilet with the salmon.
Do it. Oh, that's so gross.
I know.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Ooh, watch this.
Whoops! Oh, that's so hilarious.
Oh, this is gross. Oh, step out so I can use the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Hey, Marvin, let's put the shrimp in this litter box.
Oh, that's disgusting. Let's do it.
Isn't this the most diabolical, disgusting, horrible meal you've ever seen?
Yeah. Oh, it makes me want to throw up.
Oh, yeah. That guy's definitely not going to want your wife after he eats this.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. He's going to take one bite, he's going to run away and never talk to her again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to go tell my wife that dinner's ready, so just make something normal for me and my wife, okay?
Okay. Are you going to pay me for that, too?
Yes.
Yes!
All right, baby, dinner is ready!
Wow, Marvin, you seem to be in a good mood.
Yeah, I realized I was being stupid, getting mad that your ex-boyfriend's coming over for dinner.
Well, I'm glad you've matured, Marvin.
Yeah. Who's that?
That's probably Brad.
Let's answer the door.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Brad.
Sup?
Thank you so much for coming to dinner.
Thanks for not wearing a shirt.
Oh, I don't believe in shirts. I just feel like they constrict me, and I gotta be free, you know?
He's a free spirit.
You know?
Did you have to bring a surfboard to dinner?
Oh, yeah. You never know when a gnarly wave's gonna rip by. And also, it's basically a part of my body. Like, literally, help. It's fused with my hand. Help.
Well, come inside.
That's what she said. To me.
Just shut up and come inside.
So, like I mentioned at the front door, this surfboard is stuck to my hand, so